and Sky Sports Radio, and it's, as I say, just gone 8 o'clock. Good morning, Glenn. I can't ignore you because you are now sitting there. I've got to put the little head up.
Oh, right, come on, yeah.
Dress yourself.
Well, Ian, it's been a bit of a stressful morning.
It has been. Now, can you explain on a more serious note here before we get going with Mark Van Gestel and Ron? You drove up, obviously, this morning. There was a major accident between a couple of cars and a truck on the M5 coming south, which closed it.
Well, it's not really the M5. It's the Hume Highway part.
Okay,
it's
right
past
on.
The M5.
Right.
I think it's near Yeren. Which for people, the best way to describe it, the road was closed. The police were diverting you off the highway at Picton Road.
Right.
Send you through Picton, up the old Hume Highway through Bargo and Tarmor, Yerrinbool and that, and you come back onto the highway at the Mittagong turnoff.
Okay, so it added an extra 20, 30 minutes.
But yeah. See, I left home at 10 past five.
Yeah.
You know, and this is before you're going to get all the traffic that's heading down this way, and there is a death in the accident,
yeah.
So therefore the accident investigation crew's got to be there and everything like that. So that road could be closed for a while, so I'd be adding a little bit of time to coming down.
Okay, so just be aware for the folk heading out here for the country championship qualifier, the float drivers and people like that, you're going to have to be diverted because of that accident. Ron Duffesy's back there. Ron, anything for Glenn as an opener?
I'd like to congratulate him. He was a big day for him yesterday. Turned 60. He gets his senior card in the mail.
Did you turn 60 yesterday?
Yeah, thanks, Ron.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And I must congratulate Ray Hadley. You were talking about Ray before. I did send Ray a message to make sure he left the place clean when Andrew and I came up today. And I've looked around it. It is quite nice. And
never before.
Thanks, Ray, for telling everyone I was 62. So, that, you know, I've got older very, very quickly in the last couple of days anyway.
Ray Hadley never very rarely set up as a warm-up like these days.
No, but good to see him. You know, he's left it in a nice tidy way.
Let's go and have a chat with Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Yep, morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. Looking forward to Goulburn up here, the qualifier for the country championship. The black clouds that were around an hour ago have sort of swept away. I hope they're not heading towards Sydney, but we're just going to have to monitor that through the afternoon if we get a replay of yesterday.
Yeah, let's hope we don't get a replay of yesterday, Andrew. It comes to a fair bit of rain around the place, and we'll just have a look at the track when we get out there, but just say hopefully we don't get a repeat of what occurred yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, soft 6 and 19 mil yesterday. All right, mate, what have you found for us?
Pretty light on today, Andrew. In the third race, Sue Real at Rosehill, 28th of January. Disappointed on that occasion, had blinkers on, and it did race quite keenly after being stirred up prior to the race and probably really under pressure from the home turn. The horse was sent back to trials at Warwick Farm where it passed that trial, but probably in the circumstances had some excuses. The blinkers come off today, so it might have assisted in settling. Tower of Song in that same race, Andrew, at Randwick, second up. Ran third to Deploy, beat Nail Length in three quarters, but it did race wide without cover on that occasion, and I thought its effort to stick on the straight was pretty good in the circumstances.
Right.
But to race five, Andrew Showtime at Rosehill, the 28th of January, finished fourth behind Pariah, beaten three lengths, but it jumped awkwardly and then made contact with another runner at the start. It then, as a consequence, it over-raced quite badly in the early and middle stages, got its head up, and then in the straight wanted to lay in. Blinkers come off today from Showtime as well, so should help it to settle, but it did have some excuses. And the only other horse to mention, Andrew, in race seven is Saritza at Randwick on the 4th of February. It was first up on that occasion in the Breeders' Classic, beat maybe 2.5 lengths by In Her Time, but it got its head up on jumping. It jumped quite awkwardly, and then rounding the home turn, wanted to hang out and got its head up again. Rider dropped this whip about the 200 metres, but I thought its effort, the final 100 metres, it did finish to race off quite strongly in the extra distance, all suited today as well.
Zaritza, that's race 7, number 4, and repeating in those two races, the Hobartville coming through is now Ben Malham, and French Emotion is now Kieran McAvoy in the Millie Fox. All right, Mark, we'll monitor the weather as you've stated. Good luck today, mate.
Great, thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales, helping us with all the winners along with Ron on Rose Hill is Ray Thomas, and he's joining us. Hello to you, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew, Glenn and Ronnie. Good morning, everyone.
G'day, Ray.
How's your confidence for the program, mate?
Yeah, I think it's a terrific program. It's smallish fields, admittedly, but it's loaded with quality and some real potential autumn carnival stars in this meeting this afternoon, so I can't wait, boys.
All right, well, let's get hooked straight into it. Nine races to look at on Silver Slipper Race Day, and Glenn Munsey's here with all of them. Glenn, the Spark of Life handicap begins at Rose Hill at 12.45.
Yes, Andrew, we start with Scarlet Rain here as a $3.40 chance. Tactical Advantage, $2.90, equal favourite. Spending to Win with the blinkers on, as James Cummings told us this morning, albeit he's not trained by James, so it's good to see him paying attention to the opposition in his races there. It's a $2.90 equal favourite. We go to Ebonos at $5.50. Nickabel is a $26 chance. Zakynthos Regrets, who's running in the highway, was a scratching on Wednesday, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Best supported runner here is Scarlet Rain, only infractionally from what it opened, 3.50 into 3.40. Basically, all runners have tightened a roll or something with Zakynthos Regrets coming out.
Yeah, speed here will, spending to win with blinkers on here may kick up from inside, although even though she's got 62 kilos, I would expect maybe Scarlet Rain crosses her. But they're the two front-running horses there.
And he stalks again, Ronnie, as he has done in his first three runs this prep. All been in small fields too, five starters, four starters and six starters at his most recent run. So he's a horse who can just stalk this pace. So I agree, I think Scarlet Rain will probably try and cross and lead, if not sit outside spending to win. Tactical Advantage gets all the favours the way this race will be running. His form's terrific. He wore down spinning to win late to win over 1,000 metres at his most recent run. He's had a trial since, getting back out to 1,100. The soft six-track condition's no issue either, Ron, and I think he's the horse to beat. The weights certainly favour Tactical Advantage here. Spinning to win came off that second to Tactical Advantage over 1,000 and led for a long way in the Eskimo Prince. He ran fourth, but was beaten less than a length behind Man From U.N.C.L.E. It was a good, solid performance. The gear change today, as Glenn mentioned earlier, the blinkers go on significant. The horse is racing consistently, very fit. Scarlet Rain, it's an ask, isn't it, boys? 62 kilos against the colts here, but she was so brave first up, being the older horses at Rosehill off that long break. And look, who's to say she won't give them something to chase again? She's a terrific filly, and Ebonos is the best of the rest. I think Tactical Advantage, Ronnie, just the way this race will be run, will be suited here. I've got him on top, 2, 3, 1, and 4 in the first.
Yeah, look, it's a very, very tricky race to start the day. There may be only five runners, but my confidence levels are about 2 out of 10 for this race. I'm with him as well. Tactical Advantage. He's just in that winning frame of mind, isn't he? It's hard to beat a winner, and even though you can pull some stats out and weights and measures and a few other things here, you know, the back in distance and for spending to win and the blinkers on, but all in all, I just had to keep coming back to the horse that's just seems to have a pattern of winning in all his runs this preparation, and the market hasn't really overreacted to that. So two's on top, Tactical Advantage. Spending to win is his danger. You could make cases for him. You know, there was nothing between them two starts back at 1,000 metres, and then he went to 1,200. He may have struggled at 1,200. Maybe it was the class of that race that he struggled with. Maybe that's a strong Eskimo Prince that he ran in. But the fact is, he's back to 1,100 here. It's a happy medium for him, and he does get blinkers. So he's the danger to my eye. Who's to say this really what doesn't blouse them, beat them again with sheer speed? Scarlet Rain. She's had 3 weeks off since that terrific win with Standing Pressure early. First up after a long spell. Sometimes it can take a little bit out of them. Maybe she's trained on. But the fact is that she's up 6 kilos here. And best of the rest is Ebonos, who just minds his own business following the speed. 2, 3, 1, 4. No real conviction here.
Darren Flindell, of course, calling today, and he likes 2 Tactical Advantage as well to beat 1, 3, and 4. 2, 1, 3, and 4 for Darren in race number 1. Just if you can move over this way a little bit, Glenn, we'd just like to get you on TV as well.
Hang on. Because I'm actually physically writing down the prices on Flemington at the moment, okay. And when I finish that, I'm going to do Goulburn, and then I'll do Eagle Farm.
Well, let's do Rose Hill. I think we'll just do Rose Hill to start with. And as you celebrated your 80th yesterday, the second race is the happy 80th birthday Stan King.
Yeah, remember Stan and I being in St Margaret's Hospital 80 years ago in the ward there, and congratulations to Stan for making it through like myself, he's probably kept himself in a magnificent order. Yeah, an athlete, and you know, his body's a temple and everything like
Listen
that.
Listen to so. Ray. Listen to Ray, the gym expert, giggling away in the background there. Have a listen to him. Oh, I've got a sexy body. I'm okay, Ray Thomas. You know,
this thing is very funny.
Give us the market, Glenn.
Yeah, but good on you, Stan. He's 80 today for this second race here, and well, Torgerson's back at the races, but he's back as a gelding today, and he's a $7 chance. Handfast with the blinkers back on, didn't carry them first up in the expressway, but they're back on today. It's a $2.50 favourite. El Lose at $6. Then we go to Voilier at $9, Roaring to Win at $4.20, Queen of Wands is an $8.50 chance, and Smooth Truth, the roughy scratch from Canterbury last night, and it's a $41 chance. Interest isn't high here. In fact, the most popular runner in a very quiet betting race is Torgerson, $7.50 into $7, but the only real drifters here is Queen of Wands has gone $6 out to $8.50, and Wallier has been $8 out to $9, but not much activity race two.
Yeah, Racing and Sports have Smooth Truth kicking up from barrier one with 51 kilos on his back. He did lead there at Muswellbrook last time, so look, I couldn't see any designated leader here. Voilier up in distance from 1,000 to 1,350. He'll show more speed. Probably with that gear change, it gives Handfast to put himself in the picture. He has raced okay on top of the speed in the past. So it's open for interpretation, this race, and obviously they're the three go-forward horses.
Yeah, I agree, Ronnie. With the blinkers on Handfast, I think he'll settle certainly first four or five, I think, and look, he has to stage the ultimate form reversal. The form guide says he ran last in resuming, but that was in an expressway stakes. Only six runners that day, and he just simply got run off his feet by the class of Music Magnate, but he didn't shirk his task, mate. The best part of his race was the last 100 metres. He sort of tacked onto the back of his rival runners, and I thought it was a pass mark. Significant drop in grade, obviously, today, and he's got good second-up form, handles soft track conditions, and that gear change, Ronnie, I suspect you'll be seen just camping right on the speed here, and he'll be given every possible chance by Ben Milne. I've got him on top, number two, Handfast. From number five, Roaring to Win, I think he's two runs back. This prep have been excellent. He ran an eye-catcher first up at Randwick behind Deploy, who's in terrific touch. And then last up, again, in a race won by Deploy. He just got too far back, Roaring to Win, but worked the line really well late. The 1350 here came back a fraction in trip, a slight concern, but the small field suits, I think he's a definite danger here, Roaring to Win. Voilier interests me. Ron getting out to a backable price now, and I know here's another horse is coming off a most recent run, which says last in the form guide, but that was 1,000 metres and similar to Handfast in the Express. Well, he just couldn't keep up that day. Soft track here, 1350 Rose Hill. I think Glenn mentioned about $9. He might be worth a speck at odds there. And Queen of Wands had a freshen up since her terrific effort in the Bell of the Turf at Gosford. That was over a mile of Midley, back to the 1350 today, 36 days between runs, but it's got that residual fitness and she's got a touch of quality about her. But number two, Handfast, I think the race again we run to suit him. He gets every possible chance to break back into the winner's circle. In the second, 2, 5, 4, and 6, Ronnie.
I think you hit the nail on your head when you just said Handfast got a pass mark. That's all he got was a pass mark, and I'm just worried. Well, it looks like the tab's giving me a bit of a cuddle here. I mean, he's surely got to be better odds than 250. In saying that, I'm tipping him. Because I think he profiles quite nicely with those. There's intent with blinkers back on. His second up stats are obviously a little better. I think a little jar out of the track helps him. He's still got to lump the big 60 kilos here, but there's a little bit to like about him, everything bar the price. But maybe that will adjust a little bit later. He's on top. I'm wary of Torgerson here, the old gelding operation with a four-year-old here. He's a talented horse. He usually takes a run or two to come to hand, but now that he's gelded, maybe that's taken all that a bit of weight off him. He didn't win last preparation, but that was in, you know, a bit stronger company than this. I thought he was very well graded here and a big market watch late once they parade. Roaring to Win was above himself first up after that long break and was very good. And then he had too much to do last time. The smaller field suits this horse. And best of the rest is 3L Lou, who's capable and was far from disgraced at the Gold Coast and She has won at this track and distance. It's not, I don't think it's as cut and dried as the market suggests, but I'm 2, 1, 5, and 3.
Glenn, you mentioned the lukewarm at this stage and the punting activity will build up, but a hand fast at the 250, has it been lukewarm as well?
Well, he sits second in order of popularity, Andrew, but, you know, the race overall, they don't sort of want to get involved.
Yeah.
Well, when you have a look at it, as Ronnie goes
so
through...
So we could get better than 250.
Yeah, but Torgerson's a query resuming, right? El Lou, she'll be better suited with the track being wet. Well, yeah, well, he hasn't won a race for, you know,
he's
2.5 years. Roaring to Win is up and down. Queen of Wands is coming back from 1600, and Smooth Truth, well, is a genuine 50-1 chance. So,
yeah.
You know, I think a lot revolves around, as Ronnie said, when Torgerson walks in the enclosure and what the confidence is surrounding it.
Okay, well, Darren Flindell likes Roaring to Win number 5 to be 2, 1, and 3. 5, 2, 1, and 3 for Darren Flindell in race number 2. Race 3, the James Roos handicap, and it'll be interesting to see what the market plays does here with Antonio Giuseppe through the day.
Yeah, well, the trial watchers will want to be on it because his two trials have been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He showed last time in, he went from a restricted horse to starting favourite in the Metrop and was beaten by Sir John Hawkwood. But he goes up against his stablemate, Strawberry Boy, $3 equal favourite, Strawberry Boy. Antonio Giuseppe, $3 equal favourite. Kinemar with a cross noseband on is a $21 chance. DIC at 13. Allegria at 12. Gold Symphony at $5 chance. Surreal with the blinkers off today at 17, and Tower of Song at $9.50. Really concentrating in the top two here. They're both $3.50 to $3. More money for Antonio Giuseppe, though, than Strawberry Boy.
Yes, yeah, Speed. Obviously, the officers had a rethink about this race of bringing the two favourites in severely there, but anyway, they may be right. Strawberry Boy takes control up front. That's obvious. I think it's been well documented. What happens around him, I don't know. Sue Real, who just wouldn't go with those blinkers on the other day, maybe she could show a little bit more speed. But all in all, it's all about Strawberry Boy controlling the race and where his danger lands in the run here, Antonio Giuseppe.
Yeah, it's a huge tip, isn't it, boys? Antonio Giuseppe, everyone wants to tip it to you. And as Glenn mentioned, his two trials, particularly the most recent trial won by Nancy, he was had the flashing light on him. But look, he's being set for, obviously, some big assignments coming up in the Autumn Carnival. And just on the fitness-wise and the price-wise, now, Ronnie, with Antonio Giuseppe getting in pretty short, $3 equal with Strawberry Boy, I'm just leaning towards Tower of Song, just each way. His two runs back have been sound enough. His most recent effort at Randwick, he gave 56.5. He was three wide throughout. Still kept working to the line behind Deploy, who's just knocked up winning races over summer. He's third up today. Soft track isn't an issue for him. He's been placed 2 or 3, out to 1,500 ideal. He'll probably camp on Strawberry Boy's back. And with Andrew Adkins' claim, he drops 5.5 to 51. And at the $9, he just might give you a sight here. Antonio Giuseppe, he might come out and blow this field away, but he obviously won't be screwed down. He's got some big races coming up through the autumn. He's a potential star. His class will carry him a long way, but just the fitness edge and the odds just sways me towards Tower of Song each way. 6 Gold Symphony hasn't been too far away in his recent runs. Comes back from the mile back to the 1,500, better suited this trip. And as I said, he's racing consistently, and the points Ronnie made about number 1, Strawberry Boy, all very valid. He could get a soft lead today. If that's the case, he'll take some running down. He's rock hard fit after 3 runs back from the spell, and with the claim, he gets in well at the weights here. So, intriguing little race, Ronnie. I've got 8 Tower of Song on top each way, 8, 2, 6, and 1.
Yeah, it is an intriguing race. It's one of those races where, you know, I'd be happier to take $2.20 Antonio Giuseppe than $5.50. You know, like it's
the confidence factor, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Look, if he's soft on track, he's probably out of play. But if he stays hard, under $3 here, and Strawberry Boy's a bit soft, you know you're cooking with gas. He's obviously flying at the trials. That doesn't tell you everything. He looks a very good horse. Have to be with him. And I've been on Strawberry Boy, he's passed two, so the writing's on the wall, what's going to happen here. Look, he hasn't won probably nearly 2 years now, Strawberry Boy, but this is his opportunity. Fourth up, with control up front, a very fit racehorse. No excuses for him today. 8 Tower of Song, He's been around the mark in two runs back and sets up well, third up at 1,500. And another fit horse in Gold Symphony who maps nicely just behind them. But I think it's all about the stablemates for me. 2, 1, 8, and 6.
Darren Flindell's the same. He's gone Antonio Giuseppe, number 2, to beat 1, 4, and 6. 2, 1, 4, and 6 in race number 3. For our Sky Sports radio audience, don't forget, it's back. It's back on Monday at 9 o'clock.
Flags are half-mast at the Bankstown Golf Club.
Punters post-mortem we're talking about. Glenn's golf will be delayed until after 10, but the boys are back on Monday. TK, Ronnie and Glenn and Dean Lester, and they'll be taking your calls on 13:53:53. That's between 9 and 10 on Monday morning. Who are you saying hello to?
That's the man that trained the country championship qualifier winner here last year, Johnny Bateman.
It is too. Good on you, John. Good to see you there walking behind us in front of the camera. He's looking in. He's saying, do you want a coffee? Of course we want a coffee. You don't.
No.
We'll take a break and back more to look at race 4 at Rose Hill.
Here's 14 for the equine queen of the world, Winks.
Where will you be when Winks goes for glory this racing season? Get to Royal Randwick or Rose Hill Gardens to experience the thrill and excitement of live racing. See the champions of the sport battle it out. Who will trump the best of the best? Will Winks continue her winning streak? Make sure you're on track to find out and to be a part of the action. Visit the atc.com.au.
Penrith Mazda Centre are the BT50 experts. Come and see the newly appointed Mazda Ute Centre at Penrith Mazda with over 50 utes on display. Let the specialists at Penrith Mazda Centre tailor a BT50 to your specific needs. Penrith Mazda Centre, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer with more than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. So you're sure to find the Mazda you're looking for. Penrith Mazda Centre, family owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD18808.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $100,000 quaddie jackpot at Rose Hill Gardens today and a $50,000 quaddie jackpot at Tabcorp Park Menangle tonight. And now you can cash out your quaddie after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to Tab's Quaddie Cash Out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware with the new black chrome finish out soon, plus vanities, toilet suites, basins, freestanding and drop-in baths and so much more. AstiVita.com.au. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
Thoroughbred Weekly returns tomorrow morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
Well, as you can see, our TV audience, John Bateman, just leaving us behind us here on Sky One and Sky Thoroughbred Central. And he was just telling us, John, that Lofty's Menu is going to resume in town next week. So, Ron, a horse that ran in the country championship qualifiers last year, we'll watch for him next week. John said he's had a jump out in the trial and's ready to go a week today.
Yeah, so, just watch that he doesn't knock off those sandwiches on the way out, those hungry
trains. No, Mum's outside guarding the sandwiches, Ronnie.
Well, good. Yeah.
Well, the technician, Maxie, he's guarding him. He's eating them. That's how he's guarding them. Let's move to the Tab Highway. This is a real, they're always competitive. And after interviewing Stacey Metcalf yesterday on the radio, I wanted to really go extremely well. Her first city ride, and she was just so good yesterday.
Wasn't she excited?
She was so excited that you just want to be with her today. Anyway, give us the market, Glenn.
Okay, in the Tab Highway here, the Toppy and There Is More came out yesterday. 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place, the deduction there. Aristocrats is at $4.60. Karingal Star, a local galloper here actually, a Goulburn runner, Mark G, a $4.20 equal favourite. Conniving at $4.80. Zakynthos Regrets is $4.20 and equal favourite. Denial Charges with a tongue tie on and the tongue control off is at $26. Iron America at 10. Fickle Folly is a $9.50 chance. Then we go to Fernie Hurst at $35. Greenback Boogie is at $21. Turbo Bundy out, no deduction. Eva Jean with the blinkers off at $35. Scratch the bottom two, no deductions. Best Pack Runner, sorry, is Aristocrats in front of Conniving.
Yeah, well, will be part of the speed battle too, as the Kinthoth regrets. It's got a bit of speed. We've probably lost a couple of other on-pace runners here with the scratchings. One more for Mama's scratch now. So maybe a couple of these horses inside can get good runs with Keringle Star kicking up. Ferniehurst has got a little bit of speed. Fickle Folly can do something from out wide to find up a position as well. She's got a bit of speed. But it's a good race, this.
Yeah, look, I agree, Ronnie. I think Sir Kinthos and Gretz might be able to cross this field and lead, and Andrew just might give Stacey Metcalf the fairy tale win here, because he's a pretty handy horse, this bloke, and his two runs back have been excellent. He was very strong through the line at Leeton last, but after covering ground, he was long odds on favourite that day. I know the opposition was questionable, but he put them to the sword and did it in real style. And as Ronnie suggests, he'll be up on speed making his own luck. And with the claim for Stacey Metcalf, he'll give you a terrific sight, Sir Kinthos Regrets. I've got him on top from two Aristo Grats. This is a heart attack horse. He gets back but powers home. I don't know how he managed to get up and win that race at Tamworth last start. He was never in the pitch run for the last 100 metres and swamped them late. So watch for him finishing fast. Number three, Keringle Star, promising horse resuming here. Only had the three starts as 1-2, hasn't raced since. He beat a handy type in Zazudio easily at Canberra back in November. Comes out of a Canberra trial on February 3, Ron, where Fell Swoop and Single Gaze beat him home. So he's a handy horse, Keringle Star, and from the gate's going to get every possible chance. I thought number six, Deny All Charges, with the sting out of the ground, is some sort of hope at odds. It was placed on a heavy track in a Tab Highway back in December, and I think Glenn mentioned 26 dials denial charges, so it's worth something each way. And look, I've left out Conniving, but trained by Matt Dunn and Tab Highways, they go together so well and is right in the mix too. Another good Tab Highway, Ronnie. I've got five Sir Kinthos Regrets on top to give Stacey Metcalf a fairy tale win. 5, 2, 3, and 6.
No, I'm on the Matty Dunn bandwagon here with Conniving. He knows what's needed to bring to town here for these races. There's positive reports all round, and I didn't know that it had a jump out as well as that trial where she went to the line under a stranglehold there on a home track there at Muswellbrook. She just camps off. She's off a decent spell, so I just want to run the eye over in the yard, but she'll be ready. She'll be ready. She just camps off a couple of leaders here, and I think she's hard to hold out. I think the danger's Keringle Star. That was a... Look, he put two good wins together last preparations by nice margins, and then that trial, you know, behind the Group 1 horses there the other day at Canberra, it had to be noted there behind Fell Swoop and Single Gaze, and he does map well also. The horses I'm worried about here are 8, Fickle Folly. She was well tried at Port Macquarie in what looks a strong race there, a benchmark 75. Had to do a bit of work there and just knocked up. So back to 1,100, I would think would be ideal for a filly like this, and she has got talent. Huge watch on Iron America here. First up without a trial, lures Robert Thompson to town, which is hard to do these days. So I just think it is a dead set watch in the yard. No knock on Sir Kinthos Regrets. First, you know, it just has to bring that speed to 1,100 here, but it's the right time to try. It's third up off two wins and did run very solid time there last time. So no knock on it as well. It'll run well. But I'll go on with 4, 4, 3, watch 8 and 7.
Yeah, as Ron mentioned, Matty Dunn told us yesterday that his fancy in this race had a jump out with Perfect Dare and Quattronic, and went equally as good, according to Matt. And we know what that horse, Perfect Dare, did on Monday at Grafton. So a competitive Tab Highway, and we've become accustomed to that. Well, one of the features, it might be a small lineup, Glenn Munsey, but the Tab Silver Slipper. We've got a shorty, but you just never know with two-year-olds.
Yeah, and the best thing about this, Andrew, you get to compare. You got Khan that won the Breeders' Plate, and typically the Breeders' Plate favourite is usually made favourite for the slip because it's the first one we see. You've got She Will Reign that, you know, had two runs in a week, which is not a bad effort for a two-year-old, its first two runs. And then you've got Veronillo, who won a race, went for a spell, come back and won another race. So this is, albeit only a field of seven, it's a very deep race to work out what's going to go on towards the slipper here. The Tab Silver Slipper Stakes here, race 5, where Veronillo is a $6.50 chance. Khan at $4.80. Showtime with the blinkers off at 17. Lights at 61. She Will Reign, odds on $1.50. Lucky Louie $21, and Mystic Empire is a $23 chance. Well, she's very similar to Yankee Rose, She Will Reign. You know, it's one of those success stories, a cheap horse. She's had two starts for two wins, pure speed, everything like that back. We did put up $2.25 on Monday in the all-in market. She went up $1.70 here in final field. She's $1.50 with around about 95% of the money on the race invested on her.
Wow. She's just got shorter and shorter, hasn't she? So, look, she pops to the front here. I would expect Mystic Empire to just kick up a little bit there with Showtime on the inside. Verinillo's in a bit of a tricky position, whether he's aggressive or negative, just because there's a rough hope he'd get caught three deep there if he kicked up. So Khan will be negative and come in the last run. But it's all about the favourite, controlling things at her own speed.
Yeah, it is, Ronnie, isn't it? She's short enough now, but look, she's an excitement machine. Both her wins last December were just super. She won on top of the ground in very fast time on debut at Kembla, and then came to Randwick a week later, as Glenn mentioned, on a heavy track and produced the same brand of speed to thrash her rivals in Inglis Nursery. And since then, we've seen her once in public. That was a Warwick Farm trial on February 6th, and they just don't trial any better than she did that day. Won by 9 lengths. I mean, a tick over 32 her last six, Ronnie, and looked to be low-flying. She's a very, very fast filly, and she'll lead without pressure. And I know there's a little question mark about her at 1,100. Until they're tested over the trip, you don't really know, but I just think she's got such blinding speed. They'll be off the bit chasing a long way out, and she'll just be too fast for them. 5, She Will Reign to win again. Really interested in the colts here, though. 2, Khan, and 1, Verinillo. They're both high-class colts. Come Golden Slipper Day, they'll be right in the mix. Khan was terrific on debut in the Breeders' Plate. He charged home late to sweep past Condor Heroes, and his two trials going into this have been excellent. He'll be off the speed, but watch for him late, and this will be a really good point to his chances going forward into the Golden Slipper in a month's time. 1, Verinillo. I love this colt, Ronnie. I know he hasn't run time in his two wins, but what he's got is that ability to absorb pressure. He rises to the occasion, Verinillo, and if this becomes a slog for any reason, watch for him. He's race fit. He was terrific first up at Randwick, and he'll only improve off that. And 3, Showtime. Blinkers off today. He over-raced in the Pariah Minari race at Canterbury last month. He's a better colt than that. Blinkers off today. He'll camp on She Will Reign, and he'll run an improved race. But 5, the favourite, She Will Reign. I think she'll justify Golden Slipper favouritism today, but are really looking forward to this race, Ronnie. 5, 2, 1, and 3 in the Silver Slipper.
Yeah, can't wait to get there and have a look at her. I haven't laid eyes on her in the past, so she is exciting, and it's a good story, and let's hope it continues today. I'll tip her. I don't want to bet in the race, but I just want to just tick her off today. Just tick her off and say, well, you are the real thing. Verinillo, everyone says that he hasn't run time. Sometimes you've got to just trust your eye more than the clock sometimes. And he's one of these horses that has caught the eye. He looks to have upside. He looks to have desire. So I'll put him in for second. Khan, he's obviously a very good colt. Lots of negativity coming from the stable, which worries me. But I think the negativity is he's not wound up yet. He's targets the Golden Slipper, and I love the honesty.
Triple crown, Ronnie. Yeah. The triple crowns.
Yeah. Look, I love the honesty with the stable, and they usually get it right. So he's probably going to be the flashing light runner, as we say. And Showtime's a nice improver. He's a nice colt out of what looks to be a very strong race last time. He's still learning what it's all about. The blinkers overdid it for him last time, yep. And I think he probably tags this favourite, so not hopeless. 5, 1, 2, 3.
Darren Flindell likes She Will Reign 5 to beat 2, 1, and 6. 5, 2, 1, and 6. The time is starting to get away from us a little bit, Glenn, but just the slipper market as it stands right now.
Right, She Will Reign $5 favourite, Andrew. Hootson at 8. Khan and Minari at 11. Chauffeur, Jorda, Trekking, and Verinillo 15. So yeah. You've got a small field here, but 3 of the top 8 runners in the slipper market all go round in the Silver Slipper. So it is going to dramatically affect the slipper market.
I'm just turning around for my notebook here. I spoke with John O'Shea yesterday. Jorda and Epidemic have both had temperatures, so Jorda is a bit of a question mark. Trekking will trial on Monday heading towards the Todman, and we spoke with Gerald yesterday.
Well, he's so, Minari and Chauffeur. Yeah. Chauffeur, he said, probably one run in the Todman into the slipper.
Yeah, Minari goes Skyline next week, and Condor Heroes, it's Black Opal possibly. So this picture becomes clearer today, but maybe Jorda is the one there that if you were keen, you maybe just hold on to. Righto, Glenn, let's move to the next. Another of the features, the Schweppes Hobart villain, Ben Mellum, now takes the ride on coming through.
Yeah, we got Prized Icon here is a $4.80 chance. Inference has Winkers on today. The near side blinker comes off, and it's a $9 chance. Veladero at $8.50. Coming through with Ben Mellum on, $3.60 and favourite. Man from Uncle is a $5.50 chance. Akatua at $9. We've got Echo Effect, Norton Bid on, Tongue Tie on, Cross Nose Band off at $11. Over the page here to Brynick is a $10 chance with blinkers on today and on the spot at $23. Best supported runner is coming through. You could have had as much as 6 in the all-in market. Open 5 in the final field market. Now $3.60 favourite. Second pick dollar-wise is Man from Uncle, and you could have had $7 in the final field. Third pick is Akatua. We've given as much as 26 all-in, 15 final field. And Echo Effective, taken $13 this morning. It's now 11. So it's a good betting race with a field here of 9 runners.
It's a tactical affair as well. Look, the obvious is Echo Effect strolling to the front here. What did Christian say to you on Friday?
Andrew, you go, Ray. Oh, I did speak to Christian yesterday, boys, and a point is she just doesn't want Paul King to seal the horse out from the barriers. Now, if he lobs in front, she's got no issue with that, but if he's ridden out aggressively out of the barriers, the horse has that tendency to over-race. But your point is, Ronnie, there's no speed. He might just lob there by default, Echo Effect.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's encouraging. I was worried they were going to drag him back. But
As long as the horse was travelling comfortably, that could be in front. And the other key with the gear changes, the tongue tie and the
Norton bit,
the horse has worked in them a number of times and everything's gone to plan. So she's comfortable going there, Ron.
Okay. Maybe Brynick with blinkers and Veladero, he's an on-pace sort of stayer, can go forward there. Don't know what these horses do from out wide on the spot, Prized Icon. Probably Prized Icon first up, maybe negative. On the spot, I don't know. He's been getting back as well. But look, Echo Effect will... It's a matter of how fast he goes. If he wants to relax, he'll go slow. If he wants to be keen, he could take off. So just question marks.
What about coming through, Ron? Where do you think it might settle?
Well, he had to bustle him the other day before the home turn to get his mind on things. But I suppose with that, now that he's had that run under his belt, he may be switched on a little bit. But I'm saying he's in the second half of the field.
Fair enough, but is he up to 1,400, which I think is the key for him? He's been aimed towards potentially a Doncaster Mile, this three-year-old. And look, he showed last spring with that in the Carbine Club Stakes that he's a quality young horse on the rise. I thought his Eskimo Prince run was sound enough, Ronnie. He was hitting the line okay late. And just listening to the interview with Charlie Duckworth earlier with Andrew, he's certainly trained on well. And he's got that touch of quality about him, number four, coming through. I'm going to stick with him here. And buoyed by what Glenn Munsey said, been really good goes for him now into 380 or 360 favourite coming through. So there's good stable confidence around him. Number five, Man from Uncle. Look, there was no fluke about that Eskimo Prince Stakes win, wasn't there? There was $21 into 14s on track. He was 3 and 4 wide all the way, and he was just too tough. He will only improve getting out to 1,400 metres and further. And as I said, there was no fluke about that Randwick win, and you have to include him amongst the main dangers. 7 Echo Effect for all the reasons Ron said, going to get probably the easy lead here. And this is an underrated three-year-old. Both his runs this preparation have been super. He's had to do it tough on each occasion, and he's managed to place at Randwick and Rose Hill despite enduring tough runs. So if he settles in front, he'll give something to chase for sure. 1 Prized Icon, the Derby winner, meeting these level weights, the class factor alone, have to include him. And really keen to watch what number 2 Inference does. I think he's a potential staying star, and if he runs a good race here, it'll set him up for the Autumn and the Derby coming up next in April. Hobart for Stakes, as usual, terrific race. 4 coming through on top from 5, 7 and 1.
Oh, God, an intriguing race. It's one of them races that just did my head in to a certain extent. It's and I look, I saw $41 go up this on Wednesday with a few places on the spot, and I had to spec it at that price. I thought his run was... I know Coming Through's probably got more upside. I thought it was about the similar sort of run to Coming Through the other day. This horse runs terrific sectionals first up in that tactical advantage race, and then I thought he did enough two lengths off him the other day. And I just think a price factor alone, I've had a spec on him. I'll put him on top nine on the spot. I don't want any rain for him. I think Coming Through is the obvious danger. He looks a really good colt in the making. You know, they're talking Doncasters with him and things like that. And the marketplace is completely the opposite to first up. There's no doubt about that.
Yep.
Sri Veladero, his stablemate, He had the big weight there first up. He got a pass mark, but I thought he mapped quite nicely here, although he still stays at 1,400. He's an on-pace sort of a horse. And best of the rest is Man From Uncle, who I don't think there was any fluke in that first up run when he landed good bets. Look, I'm very wary of Echo Effect here. If he does relax and sprints off the front, he's going to run a bottler, and he loves the sting out. And Akatoa, a good horse, just would have liked to have seen him trial a little bit. You could talk about this race all day. I'm going to go for an upset, 9, 4, 3 and 5.
Darren Flindell goes for the four Coming Through to beat 5, 1 and 9. 4, 5, 1 and 9 for Darren in race number 6. We're broadcasting from Goulburn. Glenn and I, Ron Duffacy, Ray Thomas. We'll take a break and then we'll be back to look at the Millie Fox.
Harness Racing's Carnival of Miracles is on at Tabcorp Park and Angle.
And On The Pace brings you the very latest.
Lazarus has the lift. He does. They say he's the best of the Southern Hemisphere. I reckon he's the best on the planet.
Join host Greg Hayes for On The Pace, Tuesday morning at 10:30
on Sky Sports Radio.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $100,000 quaddie jackpot at Rosehill Gardens today and a $50,000 quaddie jackpot at Tabcorp Park Menangle tonight. And now you can cash out your quaddie after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to Tab's Quaddie Cash Out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Be a part of the Dynamic Syndications team. Having been active at the Magic Millions New Zealand Premier and English yearling sales, Dynamic proudly offer owners the highest quality yearlings by Reader's Choice, Fastnet Rock, Lonro, Medaglia Doro, Smart Missile, All Too Hard, Piero, and First Crop Size, Sizzling, Epaulette, and Dundeel. All yearlings passed our vigorous selection criteria and a full vet inspection. Find out more. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
English Premier is a winning formula producing elite racehorses like Star Madge and Mika. Over 700 yearlings across 4 days. The 2017 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale. February 26th to March 1 at Oakland's Melbourne. Catalogue available now at inglis.com.au.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware with a new black chrome finish out soon. Plus they have vanities, toilet sweeps, basins and freestanding and drop-in bars and so much more. 2-year warranty over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
New South Wales Country Championship qualifiers are on Sky Sports Radio.
And this is Racing HQ Saturday, and here at Goulburn, look, and Glenn's got out his radar off the bureau. There is a band of rain, and it's going to get to the fringe here of Goulburn. Whether we get rain out of here at the track, we'll keep that monitored for you. The track's a good four, and they could cop 2 or 3 mil just talking with Brodie Willis earlier, the track manager. But there is a band of rain that is going to come up. It's coming from Canberra, I think.
No, it's further north, up towards
Boorer away. Okay, coming down towards.
Send us a message from Boorer and tell us whether they're getting out there. Crookwall, and then just to the north there.
So we'll keep an eye on that. This track, though, is in very good shape at a good four at Goulburn.
Well, Brodie said even if they got a couple of mils, it wouldn't be a worry.
Yeah, no, exactly.
They got a storm here last year on Championship Day, too.
Let's hope it's not the case today. No. All right, Glenn, let's keep punching along here. We've got three races to get through. The Ranvet Millie Fox.
Yeah, and Single Gay, she's back at the races today, and it's great to see her back. She's got blinkers on and a $12 chance. In her time, time, Ronnie will be happy to notice the normal race plates go on and the bar plates come off the front there. She's an $8 chance. French Emotion, Karen McAvoy, the rider now at $18. In her time, sorry, is an $8 chance. I missed it out. French Emotion at $18. Zaritza also at $18. Heavens Above at $9.50. Artistry Out. Boys haven't taken a deduction there. There's a bit generous. It was an $8 chance. Hero Angel at $5.50. Then we've got Private Secretary with synthetic hoof filler on at $8.50. Den Magic is a $5 favourite. Circular at $17. I Am the Lady, synthetic hoof filler on, and the earmuffs off at $15. Sold for Song at $21, and Daisy Doom is a $9 chance. Well, best supported runner here is Den Magic. It went up $10 in the final field, so it's more than halved its quote, 10 into 5. Really, really good betting race. This second pick is Single Gaze. Third pick is Private Secretary. Fourth pick, Euro Angel. Fifth pick, In Her Time. Best betting race of the day.
Yeah, it looks that way, doesn't it? Are you declaring no deduction there, Glenn, or Artistry?
Well, I'm looking at the system here, Ronnie, and it's telling me no deduction.
You think they'll get a second opinion and change their mind, or?
Well, I don't know.
It's correct weight.
Ronnie, as you know, I can go off the information that's placed in front of me.
Speed, In Her Time, probably cruises. I couldn't see Speed in numbers here. Probably In Her Time pushes, I'm saying, I Am the Lady across. Daisy Doom, nice and fresh. She loves to just box seat behind them with maybe Euro Angel. And I did hear Nick saying he's going to ride
on the pace. Yeah.
Give her a dig in the ribs today. So I'd say In Her Time's too fast for this lot, but I Am the Lady can be ridden closer today.
Really deep race, isn't it, boys? And I think run of the race stuff does suit number 7, Euro Angel. She's going to lob in the perfect spot from that barrier, and her trial going into this at Warwick Farm behind the Speedy Redzel was super. She's got a terrific first up record, unbeaten in two previous comeback attempts, and a quality mare on her day in a deep race. A run of the race stuff just sways me towards number 7, Euro Angel. 8, Private Secretary, outstanding mare, and Greg Hickman's mare did a terrific job to win the $1 million mares race at the Gold Coast last month. Came from last on the turn with that sweeping run down the centre. But the key that Ronnie made earlier, not a lot of speed here, so that goes against her with a natural racing pattern of getting back, but she's so genuine. Similarly, number 9, Den Magic, does set off the pace but hits the line hard. She was great first up, beaten by a really promising horse in Dal Chilo at Randwick. Back to mare's grade today, right in the contest. Never runs a bad race, Den Magic. And similarly, In Her Time, just keeps winning. The price keeps getting better, and she gets a soft lead here. She'll take running down again, but you could have another 4 picks and miss the winner. It's that sort of race. Run of the race stuff just sways me to 7, Euro Angel in race 7. 7, 8, 9 and 2.
Yeah, I've been converted to her as well. Look, this is a competitive race, and she's probably short enough now, but I was in love with her trial recently. She looked in really good shape. She's underrated, who did good things in the spring. She maps well, unless she does what she did last preparation when she resumed at Warwick Farm and she got a mile back. That's not the go here today. But I like what I see from her. I'm going to tip her as well, Euro Angel. I think the big, big improver here is I Am the Lady. I want to forget that last run, and I've got reasons for it. Look, Joe knows his horses pretty well, and Greg Radley interviewed him before the race, and he said, I'm worried about her today. She's usually an absolute lunatic to saddle up. Today she stood there like a lamb's, and she raced accordingly, I must say. He's taken the muffs off her, and at her best, she is way, way, way over the odds here. Great mare. Well, a favourite of mine is Private Secretary as well. She deserved a winner last time. She'll be charging home at the finish here, and Den Magic was pretty good first up over an unsuitable distance. You know, I could make cases for others here. Saritza wasn't bad first up. Daisy Doom's just got, probably has to lift, but it's got tremendous will to win. 7, 11, 8 and 9.
Ironically, in such a competitive race, Darren Flindell also goes for Euro Angel, the three of the guys. So 7 to beat 9, 10 and 1. 7, 9, 10 and 1 for Darren in race 7. Race 8, this is the Parramatta Cup.
Yeah, we got red excitement here, the top of your...
Yep, you're there. Well, yeah, obviously, there's a problem there at Rose Hill Gardens, so obviously Ray will go into this.
Do you want me to give them the odds there, Ronnie? At the moment, it's Red Excitement, $3.60, Fave ahead of Religious Fight, $4, Allergic, $4.60, Song and Laughter is $9, down to Sofin at $11, Dark Eyes, $8, Classic Uniform, $6, Ronnie?
Yeah, Speed Ray, I would think horses like Red Excitement, Religious Fight from out wide. Classic Uniform's a tough nut. Mm. He might upset a few here because he's got no weight on his back and he's a genuine on-pace runner. And Dark Eyes has got his speed in his own right. So I say Religious Fight may have to work harder than he usually does here.
Yeah, and that's the key, Ronnie. I've come back to Allergic here for those very reasons, Ronnie. There is good speed in this race, and Allergify, who is in career best at the moment, but he won't get that easy lead that he's had these last couple over the Randwick Mile. It gets out to 1,900 metres. That's a whole different pain barrier for him, and with the likes of Red Excitement and Classic Uniform and even Dark Eyes, as you mentioned, Ronnie, he just won't get that picnic in front, and that'll set it up for a horse like Allergic, who I thought was good enough first up in the Religious Fire race on February 4. That developed into a sprint home, and he just got out sprinted from the turn, but he worked home to run fifth, beaten about 4 3/4. Today, up to 1,900 metres, ideal for Allergic. He's terrific on soft ground. Four of his wins have come on soft ground, and he's got a terrific second up record as well. One second up at the 1800 here at Rose Hill back in the spring, and he trained on during the spring to win at the Group 3 level in the Queen's Cup. So we know he stays. He was going to get the run of the race perfectly for him, and I just think he gets all the boxes ticked today. Number 3, Allergic. From number 1, Red Excitement, Gerald Ryan's just got this horse going in career best. He's a rising 8-year-old, but he's won 3 of his last 5 starts, hasn't missed a place during that sequence, and he's knocked up winning cups, taking up the Summer Cup and the Gosford Cup at his last 2 runs. He's a good weight carrier. He'll be up on speed, and he'll give you a great sight. Number 2, Religify, he's going terrific as well. And at one stage, he was pegged as a pure sprinter. He's getting out to a mile and winning races by margins now. Has to go out to 1,900 metres, but you can't knock a horse in such good form as him. I thought number 9, Classic Uniform, the points you raised, Ronnie, he's very, very tough. He'll give you a sight as well, but everything sets up perfectly for Allergic today. I think second up, he's ready to win in race 8. I've got 3 Allergic on top from 1, 2, and 9.
Yeah, look, I'm agreeing with you again here. I thought the Tab made a huge mistake putting this horse up $13.
Did you get on Ronnie or 13?
I got 11.
Mm-hmm.
I missed a little bit. But I think he is set up beautifully for this race. He, as you said, he won second up a similar type of race last preparation. He is, you know, I like the way he run through the line behind Religify last time. His best work was after the post. If we get a shower or a storm during the day, no issue at all with him, and he sticks on well. Now, I thought he was one of the better bets of the day here. Number 3, Allergic. I think Red Excitement's his danger. He carries big weights well. He trialled last Tuesday. He's a grand horse. Summer Cup, Gosford Cup. He's a tough nut to crack. Religify, I'm on the wrong side of the fence with him, but I'm not doubting the way he's going at the moment. I have to put him in. And look out, this Sofin doesn't do something in a race set up like this. You just sit out the back, this horse, this mare, and the last time she was at Rose Hill, she ran a really good race. I think she is one at odds you could throw in with no weight on her back. I like 3, 3, 1, 2, and 7.
Unbelievably again, all of them have gone for Allergic. Darren Flindell makes it his best bet of the day, 3 to beat 5, 6, and 9, 3, 5, 6, and 9. And you wouldn't believe it, he's now pointing to it in the paper. Glenn Munsey is on fire, and his best bet of the day, Ron, Allergic.
Oh no.
I'm not worried about
Glenn, but then someone told me TK's tipping it as well.
He actually is. It'll have to be Farlap.
I'm going to start crushing right now.
Yeah, I'll be bailing out of the 11.
Okay, just quickly, because we lost our line. Just tell
no
us
deductions here, is there?
No, only for you. It's easily the best supported runner. Allergic, as Ronnie said, I think 11 into that price there. So the deductions there that you got to take out in this race. Nothing for Red Nav. Olympic Academy will be 12 and 12 for running last night. And Last Wish, I think you'll find, will be nothing. Yeah,
it was so 12.
Yeah, Olympic Academy is 12 cents to win nothing, the place. But we've averaged it out at $6.50.
Okay.
Allergic.
Righto. Yeah. All right, that's we've got 5 minutes to look at the Sir John's Park Bowling Club, the last race nine here at 5:45.
Yeah, we've got decision time here as a $26 chance. Prince Famous at $9, Heart Tester at $14, Ziggy Willy $5.50, Harara at $18, a GNC at $5.50, Shadow Lord at $17, our Renaissance at $10, Illusionari with blinkers on at $5, and Hieroglyphics is the $3.40. favourite. Battle in the bottom two here, Illusionari and Hieroglyphics. Illusionari's been actually today 6 into 5, and Hieroglyphics overall 4.20 into 3.40. They're the two most popular runners in the last.
Well, she's the fastest horse in the field at GNC. It's just a matter of whether she wants to hand up to our Renaissance or not. Prince Famous has got speed, but he has to come back from 1,400 metres. Heart Tester won't be far away from an inside draw as well.
And the favourite Hieroglyphics, Ron?
Look, a bit of a decision to make there. He got all the favours from an inside draw at Canterbury. She can be a little aggressive, so it might be an advantage if we get a storm during the day and it's down the middle of the track with her. She'll be looking for a back to get onto.
Yeah. And the point you made about a Canterbury win was perfect. It was a lovely Brenton Abdallah ride. She got all the favours, but she put them to the sword, Ronnie, Hieroglyphics first up. It was a very, very good win against a fair field, and she will train on from that. Just needs a bit of luck, and if she can find some cover, she's got a very good turn of foot, Hieroglyphics. I know she's never gone back-to-back wins during her career, but she's usually a mare who does string consistent performances together, and I don't think she's ever been going better than she was first up at Canterbury. So with even luck in running, she's the horse to beat here. From number six, the GNC, who's very fast. From that inside gate, they'll take full advantage of it, and she'll be in front for a long way. That was a fair run first up in the Dal Cielo race at Randwick, so this, I think, is a fraction easier. Has to run out the 1,100, but she'll be in front for a long way. Two Prince Famous, coming back to his favourite course and distance, but this came back from the 1,400, but he's rock-hard fit. And number nine, Illusionari, wouldn't be surprised to see her run well fresh. She has done previously, and she's a handy mare on her day. In the last 10, Hieroglyphics need a bit of luck in running. If she gets it, though, is the horse to beat. 10, 6, 2 and 9.
I'm not comfortable with this race, especially with predicted storms late in the day. Anything could happen. This could be a field job here. A lot of these bolters have got chances, believe me. I've tipped a GNC. She's a sharp mare. She was well tried in the market in a strong race first up, just knocked up the last bit. Thought she was much better placed here. I think Illusionari is the danger. She was obviously unlucky first up this track and distance last preparation. The blinkers on first up is a positive sign. 10, Hieroglyphics, was very soft winning at Canterbury. Did get a few favours there, though. And I'm very wary with the Jario, the track. Harara's going to jump out of the ground today. Like, these horses, Harara and Decision Time and even Heart Tester, are very, very well graded in a race like this and could return to some form. 6, 9, 10, 5, I'm up in the air. I'll have more of a feel late in the day for this race.
Illusionari gets the blinkers and Darren Flindell likes it. 9 to beat 5, 10 and 4. 9, 5, 10 and 4 in the last. Repeating, Darren Flindell's best is Allergic. That's race 8, number 3. What about you, Ray?
Yeah, I'm on the same bandwagon, Allergic as well, but just as a point of difference, I'll throw in Euro Angel for similar reasons. Angel, just get run of the race stuff. Race 7, number 7, Euro Angel into Allergic, race 8, number 3.
Righto, so 7-7 and 8-3 for Ray. You have a good day there at Rose Hill, mate. I hope it's a beauty.
Thanks so much, Andrew. And you too at Goulburn.
Ray Thomas there. Ron, how's your confidence?
Let's bring it home. Race 8, number 3, Allergic for me as well.
Race 8, number 3, Allergic. So we're going on to Allergic. We've got 1 minute here, Glenn. The country championship qualifier comes up at 4:08 here at Goulburn. The spitting of rain is just coming onto our window here. We're going to get the fringe of a rain band that's going to go through the area. What's the favourite, Glenn?
The favourite's right down the bottom, Andrew. Pumpkin Pie, a $2.40 chance in the country championship qualifier here. Then we go back to I Told Georgie, which is TOB number 10 and also number 7. Ruthless Agent, a $5.50 each of two.
Right.
Shutterbug, number 12, is a $9 chance. Gorgeous, the other runner there, number 14, at $10, and it's $18 and longer the rest.
Okay, so Pumpkin Pie, the favourite, at $2.40. We're looking forward to it, Ron. It'll be an exciting day here, as well as where you're going to be. The good news is we'll have it all covered on Sky. Thanks a lot, mate.
Yeah, have a good day down there. Yeah, well, good luck to Goulburn.
Good on you. Thanks, Ron. Ron Duffacy, you'll see and hear him right through the day. And our Sky Thoroughbred previews, Rose Hill at 11, Eagle Farm at 11:30, and Goulburn at 5 to 12. This is Racing HQ Saturday on Sky.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz, by DeVortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
Hurry into snooze and then get straight back into bed for a limited time only when you buy a selected king, queen or double bed frame. Pay just the price of a single. It's amazing what a little snooze can do. On the Central Coast, expect extensive southbound delays on the M1 at Arimba after an earlier accident. Motorists should consider exiting at Arimba and use the Pacific Highway as an alternative as there are 5K queues. South of Sydney, as you approach Mittagong on the Hume motorway, traffic still very heavy in both directions after an earlier multi-vehicle accident. A contraflow is in place. And in Quakers Hill Parkway at the M7 westbound off-ramp, watch out, the lights are on the flash. The season of giving is over. Now it's a season of saving. With Mortgage House, switch to Mortgage House, consolidate your debts into one account and save. Call 133-144. I'm Jess Capalupa on Sky Sports Radio.
We're getting ready.
Don't miss all the excitement of racing's premier event. The provincial championships are coming to Hawkesbury.
Come on, come on, come on.
More than horses and fashion, it's a cool hit place to play. So come on, get in your gowns, see
the
best horses around.
The championships, Hawkesbury, Thursday, March 2.
The best building industry apprentices are Master Builders Apprentices, and you need one today. Master Builders Apprentices are regarded as the best in the industry, and you can have one for 4 weeks or 4 years. Your call. You do zero paperwork, because Master Builders do it all, and we even cover the workers' comp as well. Quoting is made easier, as you only pay for the time the MBA apprentice is on site with a hammer in his hand. Do it. Contact Master Builders now for the best. Google MBA NSW now.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Our autumn offers will get your heart racing. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Time now on Racing HQ Saturday to have a chat with Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Brett, we've gone through the 9 races. We can't wait to see She Will Reign and all the others there, and people need to get out and enjoy.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning to all the punters. And yes, look, you've hit the nail on the head. It really is all about the racing, isn't it, today as we move towards the Sydney Autumn Carnival and one of the great two-year-old races, the Silver Slipper, leading into the very big one. People on course today have the chance to see the best filly in Sydney, the raging hot favourite today, and the favourite for the Long Jeans Golden Slipper, and, of course, taking on Khan and the Godolphin, the strength of Godolphin. Look, it's a wonderful place to go to Rose Hill Gardens, Benz, and we just wanted to remind people that may be driving up on the M4, whether they be float drivers or participants, of course, our members and all our customers, the exit to James Roos Drive, you now have to be in the far right-hand lane. There's plenty of signs as you approach it, but just make sure that you've got in your head you've got to be in that far right-hand lane to be able to get off the exit and then go onto James Roos Drive. But the other important message, of course, Benz, is the Golden Carnival Pass at the atc.com.au. 6 days of racing and entry to the race course for a total of $30. That's all you pay, and you've got a guaranteed ticket to the races for the whole of the Autumn Carnival. 3 weeks at Rose Hill Gardens, 3 weeks at Royal Randwick. Great facilities up at Rose Hill Gardens today to be out of the hot weather in the beautiful air condition of the refurbished stand.
Yeah, no, look, it's first class, and we urge people to be a part of that Golden Carnival Pass. You can go to theatc.com.au and get the latest, theatc.com.au. Enjoy the day down there, Brett.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club here at Goulburn. That band of rain that we were talking about, Glenn Munsey's with us, obviously, still from tab.com.au. We're just going to get the end of it here. It's a band of rain significant that's come through, and we're getting the fringe of the rain. The track can cope with 2 or 3 mil, says Brady Willis, the track manager. They watered yesterday, but he knows his track extremely well. But it is just starting to rain here right now.
Yeah, it's not heavy rain, Andrew, but it's coming in from the west, as we said before, towards Boorowa Way and coming across. So let's hope, you know, it's still very early doors. It's 9 o'clock. The first is, you know,
12:20.
So, you know, get this rain, get it out the place and...
Yep.
No, somewhere else.
If we want it, we want it now, and so it can clear out. All right, time to have a look at Flemington in Melbourne. Black Caviar Lightning Day, a good 3, the rail at 9. The Scratchings, race 1, take out 4 and 11. Races 2 and 3 are clear, the 4th. The Scratchings are 5, 7, 14 and 15. Race 5, number 7. Race 6, take out 4 and 8. Race 7, the Scratchings are 4. 6, Crocodile Rock was an important one. 10 and 12 are out, 4, 6, 10 and 12. And Miss Rock came out of the Lightning this morning, race 8, number 13, the last is clear. And on Lightning Day, good morning to our good friends. Dean Lester, good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Andrew.
A bit cooler, Mick Goody was telling us, 19 degrees in Melbourne, and, well, the Lightning, it'll be interesting to see what the jocks want to do today.
Certainly heat up about that time of the day, Andrew. Looks a terrific race, and, which way they go, the speed's drawn basically to the inside, but with the rail at 9 metres, it's not far to get to the centre of the track. The barriers will still be in the centre of what's the remaining part of the track, so, it's not far to get to the centre if that's where they want to be.
Righto, we'll monitor that as we go. Mark Hunter, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew.
We've got a strong race, the Lightning, but gee, the other races are good, aren't they, too? The CSA's so many good three-year-olds.
It sure is. The 2 3-year-old races are both terrific races. You've got an intriguing Telender at stakes. It's a good day's racing.
Okay, well, Glenn Munsey here, and Glenn, you're going to take us through the markets here for Flemington. The Asian Executive Stakes is the first, and it comes up at 12:30.
Yeah, we start with Cthulhu here, Andrew, as a $35 chance. Pure Pride at $3.10 and favourite. Ample on offer at $8. Deja Blue is out. Diamond Baroness at $3.70. Chiavari is a $10 chance. Fast Approaching at $17. Mar Jones at $7. Sharing at $16. Braemar's at $7. An Easy Flyer is a scratching. Best supported runner here is Pure Pride. Has more than double the investment on it than any other runner. Roughly a third of the money on the race is on it. Second pick, very, very little separating Diamond Baroness, Mar Jones and Braemar.
Okay, so Pure Pride, who's on the way to Sydney for the Carnival, Dean, if it comes back in the form that it left us with in the spring.
Yeah, well, exactly, Andrew. She's always been a mare of immense talent, and that hasn't translated to wins yet, but hopefully today's a starting point, because those spring runs, the run in the Blazer was outstanding, and then not far away at Group 1 level at Wait for Age, mare's race, none of these would get a run in that race, let alone a Spider nearly winning it. If she's right, she'll be too good for these, I think. I think Mar Jones will run well. I think the speed of the race will suit with a light weight. 7 Fast Approaching handed up the lead to Diamond Baroness last start. I don't reckon she'll do that today. I think they'll let her roll along. That's when she's at her best. And Ample on offer, who didn't have much luck in that Diamond Baroness race, can certainly turn the tables next best. 2, 8, 7 and 3.
Yeah, I think she'll win, Andrew, too. Number 2, Pure Pride. I think she's a genuine group mare in a benchmark 84 race. You could argue she should have won both those last two races. And she'll park just off midfield here inside. You can just see Craig Williams going through the gears. Any luck the last 300 metres, I think she runs them down. I'll put number 3, Ample on offer, in for second. Had no luck last time, caught wide. Well off at the weights, gets a nice run behind them. 5, Diamond Baroness, should roll up outside the leader, control the race again. And 8, Mar Jones, who's just going to be giving them a start, got no weight and does look ready to win. 2, the one to beat from 3, 5 and 8.
Greg Miles calling all the action. He likes Mar Jones, number 8, to be 2, 3 and 5. 8, 2, 3 and 5 in the first there for Greg. Race two, this is the smallest field of the day, Glenn, over the 1,400.
Yeah, Andrew, and I'll get back to Larry. Pure Pride's actually a $26 chance in the Queen of the Turf there, and it's been well supported from 50s in.
Yeah.
So that's just an interesting point there. You said it may be coming to Sydney. Yeah. So let's have a look at the market on the second now, which has Charlie Boy as an $8.50 chance, Great Esteem at $8, Duke of Brunswick, favourite, at $2, Self Sense at $11, Ancient King at $51, Zabrins at $6.50, The New Boy at $8.50, and Sadaka is a $10 chance. Only horse they've shown any interest in here is Duke of Brunswick, who has not changed from the $2 it went up on Wednesday afternoon.
All right, how do you see it, Mark? Race two.
I don't like it, Andrew. Well, I don't know. I hope not to have a bet in this race. I hope I can sit it out. I'll go number six, Zabrins, who has had a couple back from a spell. I tip it every time. It gets back, it runs on, it never wins. Look, it's got D Lane today, which is a big change for the horse, and a small field. I'm just hoping it can track up and run them down. To beat number eight, Sadaka, not much luck first up. Fitter for that run, should park third for Dwayne Dunn and get every chance. One, Charlie Boy, getting fitter for racing but a long time between drinks. And three, Duke of Brunswick, it can win. Look, I don't think it runs a strong 1,400 metres. There's a chance it gets caught three wide here. If that happens, it'll pull, it'll be vulnerable. But if things go right, it can certainly win. I just couldn't possibly take the odds. Six, eight, one and three.
Yeah, I'm with Mark. I'll definitely sit this race out. But, look, Duke of Brunswick's just going to probably end up okay in an okay spot, I think, with the inside speed there, and he can probably lob 1-1 maybe. And he needs everything to go right to win, but he is a very consistent horse. He just always goes around very short. Charlie Boy, I'm interested to see how he unfolds for Kieran Maher. We know him pretty well, but I thought he ran okay at Caulfield, and he looked well. I'm putting him in for second. Sadaka was a little bit unlucky first up. I think he goes certainly best for D Dunn, and Zabrins, who will be running on and gets Damien Lane here. But yeah, not a race I'm that keen on, Andrew. 3-1, 8 and 6.
3-1, 8 and 6 for Dean. Greg Miles likes Duke of Brunswick as well. The 3 to be 2, 6 and 7. 3, 2, 6 and 7. Let's move to race 3, the Singapore over the 1,200. Glenn?
Yeah, Churchill Dancer here is an $8 chance. Smart Dart, $4.20 in favourite. By the Grace of 21, Tadai Tondo, $6.50. Wellsprung, $8. Inspector, $8. Karani, $8.50. Sosie Bon at $4.80. And Boom Wah is a $9 chance. Best supported runner here is Sosie Bon. Did go up $5.50 to $4.80. Second pick is Smart Dart. It's in fractionally $4.40 to $4.20, and it's daylight third.
Sosie Bon, interesting move here for Robbie Lang. I think it worked on Tuesday with Miss Rock. Did you hear a reason for Miss Rock, Dean, this morning?
No, I didn't,
was
Andrew.
Was that on bets? Yeah,
okay.
Out on bets, but it'll be interesting.
They might have come to their senses and waited for next week.
Oh, well, at least we know what your thoughts were on Miss Rock running in the Lightning. What about Sosie Bon?
Got a very good chance, Andrew. Trialled well and in a very suitable race. I think Smart Dart's just having a really good preparation, and he'll run well again. He's back to 1,200. He's an eight-time winner at the distance. He's two straight track runs. One was very good and one was at the end of a preparation. I'm going to go with him. Sosie Bon might win. I think he's a genuine talent, and I like the way he trialled. He looked in good order there. Karani will give a good sight with no weight. 1,200 is his best trip. And Churchill Dancer's a good straight horse. He's next best. 2, 8, 7 and 1.
Yeah, gee, this is another tough race, this one. There's 9 runners, and absolutely nothing would shock me here. I'm going to go number 7, Karani, who's come back from a spell racing well. It races well up the straight. I think from the barrier, it probably goes forward, sits outside Boom Wah with 52 kilos, should control the race from there and give a great sight. 8, Sosie Bon. Trial terrific. It was on heavy ground. Just got to bring that trial to the races, and it's certainly the best talent in the race. 2 Smart Darts had a fantastic campaign and much better suited 1,200. And 1 Churchill Dancer. Fitter got the little claim and won't be far away. Very even race, 7, 8, 2 and 1.
Greg Miles likes Churchill Dancer, as you say, a straight specialist, to beat 8, 7 and 6. 1, 8, 7 and 6 for Greg in race number 3. Race 4, interesting, obviously, from there's a couple here that are still in the blue diamond and trying to get prize money going forward. So there's a bit to watch out of this one, Glenn.
Yeah, Andrew, and a fairly wide betting race, $4.60 the field, actually. Taking aim the toppy here, $4.60 equal favourite. Groundbreak at 18, Dusimus at 9, All Too Royal is a $19 chance. Domination is out. Platinum 21, Scud Time is out. Sustained Decision at 19, Time Awaits, $4.60 equal favourite. Sunadart at 7, Something Violet at 9, Pandemonium at $7.50, Prepare to Win at 11, and Scratch the Bottom 2. Best two supported runners here are numbers 9 and 10, which is Time Awaits, Tony McAvoy there, Corey Brown to ride, and Sunadart. Well, the scratchings here, Domination and Scud Time were both 50-1 chances, and the bottom two, Paseo del Rio and Runaway Queen, were around about 20-1 chances. So Time Awaits actually went up $9, was into 6 last night, $4.60 this morning. Sunadart went up 13, was into 8 last night, opened 7 this morning.
Okay, so there's a couple of moves. How's it set up, Dean? Just before we go to Mark for his tips, down the straight, first look at it, obviously, 1,100.
Yeah, two-year-olds, Andrew, it's always a bit tricky to know, but I would look, I think Dusimus Prepare to Win both showed good tactical speed, their only run. Pandemonium, the earmuffs coming off to me suggests that they want it to be sort of a bit more aggressive. Something Violet wasn't far away at the valley behind Prepare to Win in the speed map, and then went on to win, and Time Awaits up to 1,100, but a little bit speculative still with the two-year-olds.
I don't think Time Awaits is in the Blue Diamond. It'd be interesting to see what happens today with it if it won. Mark, how do you see this race?
I think number one will win, taking aim. I think it's got the obvious form line through Minari, through Pariah. I just think that's better than these horses. Look, it probably needs 1,200 metres. It may need blinkers, but I think it will park just behind the speed. The speed horses Dean mentioned are drawn just inside it. Park behind them. I think it'll just build its momentum. I think it'll be too strong, and I think it'll win. 3 Dusimus led on a leader's track on debut, won well. It's trialled well since. It'll give you a sight. A 9 Time Awaits was good last time, and nothing wrong with the win of number 11 Something Violet, who sat behind. Did get every chance, but looked good winning. I just think one's better than them, 1, 3, 9 and 11.
Yeah, I find it a really tough race. I'm going to go with one also, taking aim. I think both runs have been good and can be hard to beat. Something Violet, I agree with Mark. I think there was just nothing wrong with the win. It had every chance, but used the gate and then won really nicely. Can measure up here. 10 Sunadart, the Adelaide win, I thought had merit. And the Hayes Dabney team are just, the two-year-olds are so dominant this season. And I thought Groundbreak had a chance, as with Dusimus, so they've both got good hopes. But a really even race. One ahead of 11, 10 and 2.
For Greg Miles, it's 9 Time Awaits to beat 1, 10 and 11. 9, 1, 10 and 11 in race 4. We're getting this band of rain coming over the racetrack now, and also some lightning and a bit of thunder. It is going to pass us, and then it looks pretty clear behind it. But we are getting it right now here at the Goulburn track. But we are 3 hours away from the first, and we've just got to hope that this band does get through this track.
Well, it's got a bit of red and a bit of yellow in it, Andrew, which is usually the worst part.
And that's what we're
copping at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. Let's move to the Tab Vanity. This is race 5 at 10-3.
Yeah, and the favourite here is the toppy and Legless Verve at $2.90. Nurse Kitchen at $5.50. Harlow Golds at $3.70. Extra Olives at $5.50. Princess of Queens at $19. Ken Edna at $9. Salon is out. Florida Keys $19. Cassidy $19. Striking Miss is 100-1 chance. Really good battle developing between the top two here in Legless Verve and Nurse Kitchen. Nurse Kitchen actually went up double figures. That was with Salon in the race at $6.50, and Legless Verve went up $3.60. There is $116 between both of them. Slightly more money on Legless Verve than on Nurse Kitchen, but they are the two standouts. And already today, Nurse Kitchen's been $6.50 into $5.50.
Well, the interesting thing here is, Dean, that we've got runners that have had one run or a couple, like Extra Olives, and then you get Nurse Kitchen, who's first up today.
Well, she is, Andrew, and look, she was very good winning on Cox Plate Day at 1,600 in a pretty high-pressure sort of race. So she resumes, but I think Legless Verve's the one to beat. Her two runs in, her first up win was good, but her two previous preparations, her second up run has been better again. So I think she'll sit on the speed and be clearly the one to beat from Kanedna, who I think can improve in the blinkers. She just got left flat-footed when they sprinted, but, gee, she powered through the line. I just think senior rider on today with the blinkers, she can run well. And then you're looking at the staying fillies running on. Harlow Gold's trialled really well. She's drawn a bit better gate. She could have raced a bit closer and really, I think, tested Legless Verve, but she can get into the placings, as can Nurse Kitchen. But, yeah, I'm keen on Legless Verve. 1-6-3-2.
Yeah, I think the top three have got a massive class edge here. I'm with number one, Legless Verve. I just think it's a horse that flies the barriers. It'll be in front straight away. It'll just totally control the race from there. It's got the 58.5 and got a couple of handy ones chasing it. But I just think if Mark Zara can dictate, give a big kick, it's got that one-run fitness under its belt, it'll be very hard to run down. I think three Harlow Gold's the danger. If it had drawn a better barrier, I think I would have tipped it. It's trialled fantastic. Just going to be giving a start. Two Nurse Kitchen, it's a good horse. It's trialled well. It'll be running on strongly. And six Kanedna, with the blinkers going on, can certainly improve. Just meets a much tougher race. 1-3, 2-6.
For Greg Miles, it's two Nurse Kitchen on top for David Brideoak to beat 1-3-6, 2-1-3-6. And Hugh Bowman and Corey Brown, the two Sydney jockeys riding today at Flemington. Obviously, big rides in the Lightning.
You got the window shut there, Andrew?
The window is shut and it's very heavy rain as we speak, Dean. You can hear it, can you?
Oh, very much so.
Okay, yeah, it is teeming and lightning and thunder right now. So,
I'm very excited, Dino. We're still on air till 10:30. We don't have to move.
Yeah,
very happy to be in the van.
We're happy to be in the van, but just be ready for anything to happen here. Hopefully the line doesn't drop out because we are copping it fair and square right now. Let's move, Glenn, to the other of the three-year-olds. This is the CS Hayes over the 1,400.
Yeah, and we've got Seaburge here as a $5 chance. Morton's Fork at $5. Hey Doc, the favourite, $3.60. Trenchant is out. Throssel at $26. Tony Brazel tipped that this morning.
Yeah, he put it in, off a trial.
Yeah, $26. Inside Agent at $12. Silvera at $41. Snitsun is out. Manolo Blahnik at $19. Wasn't Me at $12. Land of Plenty $11. Malaise is an $18 chance. Ballet Master at $61. Kaching at $11. Hardam at $21. And Yulong Shengdao is a 100-to-1 chance. Best supported runner here is actually Inside Agent for Nigel Blackiston. Went up $17. It's now a $12 chance. Second pick dollar-wise is Hey Doc, who's been $4.60 into $3.60, and third pick Seaburge.
Mark, I'll give you first crack at the CS Hayes.
Morton's Fork for me, Andrew. I thought it was terrific first up. I think the barrier draw here is good. I'm hoping it can hold a spot fourth or fifth. Track Haydock into the race, be strong at the 1,400 metres at Flemington. I think it's got a terrific hope to beat. Number 10 Wasn't Me. I think it's your value runner. Ran well, fresh, drew wide, had to go back. From gate one, will settle a lot closer. Three Haydock, I can just see him parking. Absolute run of the race. He's got two leaders in front that'll collapse at the 400. It'll leave Haydock in front. He's just got to fight them off from there. And one Seaburge, who I think the barrier draw has made it a bit tougher for Seaburge, will get back and be giving some handy ones a good start, but look for him to be charging late. 2-10, 3-1.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Hey Doc. I just thought he was a bit fresh first up. He ran pretty well, really, and just a bit fitter, and the barrier draw's in his favour. Morton's Fork's a very talented horse through the same race. Might be a little bit more speed here, which will suit him, and the bigger track will certainly suit him. Seaburge, we'll have to give away a bit of a start, but look for him to be closing. I'm putting a roughie in Malaise here, who I just think will be hard fit. A lot of these are probably at preliminary final stage getting fitter, and he's had the two runs in, the blinkers go on. I think that's an intent that he'll roll forward and run a bit of a race at odds. 3-2-1-12.
3-2-1-12 for Dean. Greg Miles likes the 3 as well, Hey Doc, to beat 11-2-1. 3-11-2-1 for Glenn, Greg Miles, I should say, in race number 6.
Yeah, I didn't really like anything in it.
No. The good news is, Dean, we're getting text messages. People can hear what's happening over the top of us in the OB van. I will say, just even in the time that you've previewed that, the rain has actually stopped.
Yeah, so it's all sounding smooth now, Andrew.
Yeah, no, it's...
I tell you what, well, those things that are falling in the puddles out the front of us, Andrew, if they're not raindrops, I'll go and get a job somewhere.
Well, from what it was to now, it's...
Stop means there's no more rain. It's lightened off.
I can see out of the OB, across the top of the pavilion here, and it's clearing. So the band of rain is starting to go through. Let's move to race 7. This is over the 2,000.
Yeah, it's the Ascot Racecourse Trophy here, where Cadillac Mountain is a $7.50 chance. Like a Carousel at 61, Dodging Bullets at $4.60, Golden Mane is out, Annis Mirabilis at 14, Crocodile Rock is out, Hursley, the new favourite now, at $3, Sir Laszlo at 8, Poste de France at $6.50, Lola Lou is out, Houdini the Great at 12, Peaky Blinders is out, and Skullduggery is a $9 chance. Well, all the interest here was Crocodile Rock, was actually $2.40 into $1.85. With it out, Hursley becomes favourite and the most popular runner, but seriously, a round of drinks.
Righto, Dean, in race 7 for you?
Yeah, I'm with Hursley now, Andrew. He probably should have won last start, and I think with better running today, Flemington Suits, he'll be hard to beat from Dodging Bullets. It's his upper distance limit, but he makes his own luck and he'll be competitive again. Cadillac Mountain, I just don't think being third the fence was an ideal scenario for him last start. Maybe with a bit more room he can improve. And Annis Mirabilis, who'll be better over further but freshened up, and since the blinkers went on his form turned around, and this isn't a very strong race, he can certainly get into the money. 7, 3, 1 and 5.
Yep, I think number 7, Hursley, will win. It just got in all the wrong spots last time, had no room to wind up, was strong through the line. No speed in this race. I think Craig Williams will roll forward, be in the first three, totally control the race, just build his momentum from the home turn and be too strong. To beat 5, Annis Mirabilis, who's just flying since joining Stewie Webberts on an Adelaide Cup path. So we'll need further than this, but it's just going so well. 9, Poste de France, is going well since the blinkers have gone on. And 3, Dodging Bullets. Not sure it runs a strong 2,000, but gets such a beautiful run from the gate, it's going to be there for a long way. 7 should win from 5, 9 and 3.
Greg Miles likes Poste de France to beat 3, 7 and 5. 9, 3, 7 and 5 for Greg in race 7.
No relation to Puissance de Lune.
You love those a bit, don't you? He puts it on, Dean, doesn't he?
No, really?
I try to be correct in the pronunciation, Andrew.
Let's move to race 8. This is the race of the day, the Black Caviar Lightning. Miss Rock comes out number 13. Take us through the complete market.
Yeah, Terra Vista here is a $9 chance. Then we go to Flamberge at 31, the Quarterback at 16. Good luck, Dino. Counterattack at 26, Illustrious Lad at 16, Fattener 26, Spieth, new favourite this morning, $4.60. Cepedo at $8.50, Arujo at $101, Heavily $9.50, the three-year-olds, Flying Artie $4.80, Star Turn $4.80, and the other three-year-old, Miss Rock, is a scratching. Around about 35% of the money on the race here is on Spieth. Went up $5.50 in the all-in market. $6 in the final field market is now $4.60. Second pick is Flying Artie. Went up $5.50 all-in, $4 final field, and it's drifted to $4.80. Third pick is actually Cepedo. You could have had as much as 15 all-in. Opened $8. It's got to $8.50.
Okay. I just wanted, boys, just before we get your tips, just what you think will happen, Dean. I'll come to you first. Do they bunch up? Do they split up? What's your gut instinct?
Well, the three main speed horses you'd think have drawn 1, 2, 3 and Fardenau with the blinkers first time. But Heatherly can be a bit dodgy at the start. She began well in a trial recently. Her first jump out, she didn't begin well at all. So long as she begins cleanly, she probably leads Star Turn and Flamberge of the inside horses and Fardenau on the outside. Now, whether they merge to the centre, or yeah, only the through the day will tell, and even then they might be holding their fire of where they want to go until this race. So, I find that very tricky to work out, Andrew.
Any thought there, Mark?
No, all I'll say is that last time the rail was in this position was back before Christmas, and that was the day Decision Time won from Barrier 1, but they all came right out wide on that day when the rail was out 9. So I think, you know, Dean summed up who'll go forward. I would expect that they would glide across towards the outside somewhere, but straight racing can throw up some unusual things.
Yep, well, let's get your thoughts. Dean, yours first up in the Lightning.
Yeah, I could make a case for any of probably 7 runners, Andrew, but I'm going to go with the 3-year-olds in Flying Artie and Star Turn. I probably like him flying arty a little bit to a horse like Testarossa that won this race first up. Just brilliant. He had a compromised spring campaign, yet he still won the Blue Sapphire and then the Coolmore that they all want to win. And I think he's had a better grounding into this race for his first up run, and I'm going to go with him. Star Turn hasn't beaten him in two runs, hasn't beaten Flying Art in the two times they've met, sort of head-to-head in the Coolmore and the Blue Diamond Prelude, and even back further to the Blue Diamond and the Golden Slipper. But he's better suited at the 1,000 probably as a chance of beating him, but I think Flying Artie can beat him again. 11 from 12. Heatherly's the 1,000-metre horse. She steps cleanly. She's a good chance. She'll give a sight for a long way, and Speeth's obviously the big closer. There's a lot of good closers in this race, but I think he's probably the best of them. I've got him next best. 11, 12, 10, 7.
Yeah, the three-year-old for me too. I think Flying Artie's a star. I think he's got a great barrier. I think he can slide across just behind that speed. He can track Star Turn through. And he's had Star Turn's measure, has been said, and I think Flying Artie will win this to beat number 12, Star Turn. Going to be there for a long way. I think it'll hit the front. I just don't think it'll hold off Flying Artie. Placings, I think he can choose a lot of horses. I'll go 5, Illustrious Lad, who's improved out of sight, trialled well. And 4, Counter Attack. If you take away sort of 1,400, 1,600-metre runs, which it doesn't run, it's a good horse. It races well up the straight. It's trialled terrific. It's big odds, and it won't shock me if it runs a place. 11 from 12, then 5 and 4.
Well, Greg Miles likes Star Turn the 12 to turn the tables on Flying Artie. He's gone 12, 11, 10 Heavily, and 7 Speeth. 12, 11, 10, and 7. That race at 4:45 this afternoon on Sky. The last, the Hong Kong Jockey Club, and that news yesterday afternoon, Michael Friedman taking up a licence there, moving from Sydney in around June. It's business as usual right through until then over the carnival, but he's off to Hong Kong.
And Matthew Poon, the Poon train, going there. So a lot of Aussie punters will be disappointed because they're making a lot of money out of him in South Australia at the moment.
He rides Adelaide Cup Day and then he goes to Hong Kong.
So in the last year, Lux is a $41 chance. Entree New at 13, Our Century 650, Try 4 at 13, Hard Call at 6, Adirondack $9.50, Martin Vast at 61, Divine Mr. Artie, favourite in a wide betting race at $5, Olonira at $8, Double Bluff at 26, Hokkaido's at 11, Gervais at 6, and Tough Host at 31. Money for a lot of runners here. Most popular overall is Our Century, just in front of Try 4, Adirondack, Divine Mr. Artie. So they're getting a little bit wider in the last.
Righto, Mark, you're going the last here.
Very tough finish. I'll be going wide in the quaddy, but I'll tip number 3, Our Century, who returns from a spell with Huey Bowman on board. In a race of moderates, I just think it might be the best horse in the race, and if it's ready, it can win. To beat number 12, Gervais, who's limited, it's consistent, it's racing well, it's on its home track, it'll get a good run up the front. I put number 9, Olonira, in for third. Ran well first up, should be fitter for that. And 6, Adirondack, weaving through, ran well last time. Tough finish, 3, 12, 9 and 6.
Well, I think it's a tough race too, and I've gone the same trifecta. So I'm going with Our Century, who I thought that first up run last time in was off a long spell, and that was behind Royal Rapture Mahani. That's better form than these horses. He's got quite a bit of upside, and I don't think they'd be wasting Hugh Bowman's time riding him if he wasn't ready to run well. To beat 12, Gervais, who is just racing in career best form, and he makes his own luck. 9, Olonira, that was a good run behind Burning Front first up, and he'll be fitter. And I've put in 4, Try 4, who worked home quite well first up. Next best, 3, 12, 9, and 4.
Greg Miles likes 6, Adirondack, to beat 12, 5, and 8. 6, 12, 5, and 8 in the last from Greg. Mark, what's your best bet, mate?
Andrew, I'm going to think I'll break a long-standing drought today and back a straight winner. My two best bets are race 4, number 1, Taking Home, and race 8, number 11, Flying Artie.
In the straight races...
Orlando Bay was the last one in 1980, so...
That's it. That's been a while.
You do.
And he plonks on 2. He doesn't just go 1.
You can't give up. You can't give up in horse racing.
No, you can't. 4, 1, and 8, 11. Good on you, Mark. Enjoy today.
Thank you.
That's Mark Hunter. What about you, Dean?
Andrew, I'm steering away from the straight. Race 1, number 2, Pure Pride. And my best is race 5, number 1, Legless Verve.
Race 1, number 5, and the best,
race
though,
one, race number 2.
Five. Race one, number two.
Race five, number one.
And then race five, number one. Thank you, Dean. All right, mate, you enjoy today. We'll hear you right through the day, and we'll hear you back on Monday morning with Glenn, Ron and TK with Punters Postmortem between 9 and 10 on Monday. It's back for the Autumn Carnival.
The
thank
band's
you, Dean.
Back together. Good on you, Andrew. Thank you.
Good on you, mate. Dean Lester there. Just have a little break. Just have a little break. Mum's out there. Go and have a word with her, and we'll get you back shortly. We're back in a moment to look at Eagle Farm.
We're getting ready.
Gonna look out west.
Everyone's on their way
to the championship.
Don't miss all the excitement of racing's premier event. The provincial championships are coming to Wyong.
Come on, come on, come on.
More than horses and fashion. It's a cool, hip way to play.
Championships, Wyong, Thursday, February 23.
English Premier is a winning formula producing elite racehorses like Star Mare Jamaica. Over 700 yearlings across 4 days. The 2017 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale. February 26th to March 1 at Oaklands, Melbourne. Catalogue available now at english.com.au.
Great staff are always the most important element of business. Nova Employment is a free disability employment service that takes the time to find you the right candidate.
Hi, I'm Shane from the Good Guys in Penrith. We hired Daniel as a retail trainee. He is a great young worker who is super reliable. We recommend other employers focus on ability.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
Don't miss the next superstar to emerge from WA. Head west and find it yourself at the Magic Millions Perth Yearling Sale at Belmont Park on February 20 and 21. Recent graduates of the sale include Group 1 winners Lucky Grey, Magnificio, Moment of Change and the mighty Blackheart Bark. The 2017 catalogue features 368 outstanding lots by 72 individual sires from local champions to Australia's best. And don't miss the Magic Millions WA Race Day at Pinjarra on February 11, featuring $400,000 in Magic Millions features for 2 and 3 year olds. For more information and to view the catalogue, visit magicmillions.com.au.
Thoroughbred Weekly returns tomorrow morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
This is Racing HQ on a Saturday, Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1. Good to have your company. Eagle Farm in Brisbane, fine and a good four. The rail is true. These are the scratchings. Race 1, take out 3, 4, 6, 7 and 11. Race 2 is cleared. The third, the scratchings are 6, 8, 9 and 10. Race 4, number 15. Race 5, 5 and 13. Race 6 is clear. Race 7, take out 11, 12 and 15. And race 8, the scratchings are 3, 4, 5, 13 and 14. And Bernadette Cooper's back on a Saturday. Morning to you, Bernie.
Morning, Ben. It's nice to be joining you. How's the weather down there?
Yeah, no, we've just had a shocking band of rain go through, but we can now see blue sky, so it is improving. We're going to preview Goulburn straight after you, so we better hook into it here. The first race, Paredes Imperial, number one, is the Tony McMahon runner, the former race caller. $3.10 favourite here, Bernie.
Yeah, look, she certainly looks the one to beat. However, I'm going looking for a bit of value on a number of occasions today, so I'm going to tip this Show a Shadow, who was... very good last time out. It ran fourth behind Red Hot Saga, really green, got along in the race with its sort of head up in the air and was just all over the shot. So I think plenty of natural improvement. And the booking of Jeff Lloyd here too, really important. So we'll go with this horse, Show a Shadow, to beat the top weight and favourite. Obviously, she's unbeaten. She's been really, really good. Does it a little bit tougher from the barrier here, except all, and then... 20-1 pop down the bottom. Shogun's Son, I hear a whisper, it's been working very well. So 12, 1, 2 and 13.
Okay, the 12 there, Show a Shadow at $6.50. Race 2 here, a benchmark 75. Number 7, 3 points the favourite at 270.
Then going to tip Walhan here. I think he's a horse that generally performs at his best. Third run in, he put in a really nice run at the Sunshine Coast last time in. We all know 3 points is right in the market here as well. So he actually beat 3 points home at the Sunshine Coast last time out. So Walhan for me, 7 3 points. Certainly Morendi's absolutely flying, creeping up in the weights a bit now though. A an outrage for four. 4-7-3-1.
4-7-3-1 in race two. Race three, the open handicap. Divine Service. Gee, it's in good form at the moment, trying to make it three on the trot here. It's the Tab fixed odds favourite at $2.30.
Yeah, I think the top weight here is a special. I think he's the class horse in the race. Drawn one. I know they're going to try and give him a bit of a hurry up today because they feel as though he's just got into, you know, the pattern of just lobbing out and just chugging along at the tail of the field. I still don't think it'll make a whole lot of difference. I still think he'll be back, if not last, in the run. But we saw him win the Keith Now first up last time, albeit with 4 kilos less than he's got here today. But still, he's the class horse, and I think I'm sticking with him. So one to beat, two upstart pride. I don't mind this horse from bad gates. He's just got speed to burn. Divine Service, obviously, flying. Rocky King for fourth. 1-2-4-3.
1-2-4-3 there. Too good to refuse. Second pick at 250. To race four, a benchmark 75. And the equaliser, number 13, in an open race, Bernie. It's the $5 Tab fixed odds favourite.
Yeah, I like the equaliser, and I think it's a nice price, $5. Thought he was dominant, winning a plain sort of a race, to be honest, at Ipswich last time out. But this is a very similar field. So I think he's really going to like Eagle Farm. Well, he has won a race at Eagle Farm previously, and certainly since they've stepped him up in Journey this time in, he's absolutely thriving. Minimum weight and barrier one on his side. So 13 to beat, two cashing up. He was good at the Sunny Coast. He was okay last time out. He got a long way back. I know that they always want to get back with this horse because they want to switch him off, but sometimes he gets too far out of his ground. The 14 is my third pick, which is We Built This City, out of a weaker race at the Coast. And the 5, Raffinado, better than a first-up performance. So 32, 14 and 5.
To race 5, first leg of the regular quaddy at Eagle Farm. 15 Candica's there. Down the bottom, it's $2.15 with Tab fixed odds. And Drumbeat's Choice, number 2 at $7.
Yeah, I think she's a special, the favourite here, Candica. I think she just got too far back out of her ground the other day from an awkward draw. She draws much fairer today in 7. And I think hopefully she can be, you know, a pair or two closer in the run here today and get to the middle of the track as she likes. And I think you'll see the best of her. Probably didn't think we'd see her back in a class 3, so definitely her race. The 10 leader, he's a class 1 winner last time out. Also trained by Steve O'Day, so got into Cornella this race. I think he's got plenty of upside. He's a street cry, 4-year-old street cry, only having his third run back in. Bringing the 14 Hesitation, she's getting close. And 2 Drumbeat's Choice, maybe a little query at a solid 1,500. Has the speed to lead this sort of a race, but probably better ridden a little bit quieter. 15-10 at 14-2.
Race 6 is another open handicap, this time over the mile at Eagle Farm. 9 Hudson County, the Tab fixed odds favourite at $4.60 ahead of Beatniks at $6, along with Binalong Road. They're both at $6. Bernie?
I like this import, Sky Kingdom. I thought he was really good first up from a spell at the Sunshine Coast behind a class horse in Sure Moments. I know Sure Moments hadn't won for a while, but he's had a number of excuses. So this guy drew 18, went back to last at the Sunny Coast, sort of got the suck up along the fence there in the straight, but did enough to say he's going well. He draws nicely in 5 here today, and, you know, he's a class animal. He's won 2 races internationally in France and in England, so I think a nice plainish open handicap is nice for him here. 4 colour charge, did a good job last time out. This horse showed plenty of courage. The 5, Beatniks, gets a lot of favours. Barrier 1's just worth so much to this little mare because she's sort of borderline whether she's good enough. And when she gets a little bit of help like that, she gets over the line. And the 9, Hudson County, a dominant leader here. So 1, 4, 5 and 9.
To race, by the way, Sky Kingdom there is at $6.50 with Tab fixed odds. Let's move to the second last, the Class 6 handicap. Hi, I'm back, number 6, at $4, the favourite, over 10-hour Lady Mac at $4.60. Bernie?
Yeah, Mitch Way Desert General here. He's got some really nice first-up form. He hasn't won since October 15, so sort of 15-odd months since he's won, but he raced very competitively in good company last preparation. In fact, he's really unlucky not to win his last couple of starts. And, you know, he's racing horses like Joker and Dream Finish. I think he looks well-placed here. Looks on face value to have drawn a little awkward, but there's plenty of speed, and he likes to drift, you know, sort of midfield-ish anyway. So I don't think that'll be any drama for him. 6, High on Back is the obvious danger is great first up, and he probably, you know, for him, for a little horse like he is that likes to hang in and found himself in the middle of the track and back from the top of the straight, he did a great job to finish in second spot to Quattronic. Sky Limit's going to get the perfect run from his soft draw, and then I threw in Just the Bullet for 2, 6, 3, and 4.
And the last hour time, just before 6 o'clock, in the last, the favourite is 18, Nick and Over. It's at $5. All Over, Bossa Nova, number 9 at $5.50. And Oink, number 1, is at $6 with Tab.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw some markets open this Nick and Over at 31s, and he went from 31s to 460. So there's obviously plenty of confidence about him. I've got him for second. I like Fly Feed here. I think she's raced in very good company. When she ran third to Impending, she finished along Eckstein, who we saw win the Mode Plate here, and of course ran really well Magic Means Day. The run at Morphettville was great, and all those Victorian runs, including a Cup Day run where she was only beaten 2 lengths, was super. And she probably looked, you know, a little pressed maybe at 1400 when leading. And even though she's drawn a bad barrier today, there's loads of speed in this race. So if they do choose to take a sit, I think maybe at best she's got to be content 3 wide. But that's been a very winnable position here since the upgrade of this track and the camber. Now that 3 wide with cover is often the best spot to be produced in the middle of the track. So I think she maps actually really well from her bad gate. So I'm in her corner to beat 18, Nick and Nova. Obviously, he was pretty dominant winning at his only start there, and looks a nice horse in the making. I'm putting the 9 in for third, 9 being All Over Bossa Nova, who I think will just scoot and lead this race, and we'll see what she's made of today. Provincial wins have been good. Oink's got to be in the mix there as well. And it's not to say I wouldn't like to include Secret Merle Rich Affair, so it's a really good race this last one, but I'm 7, 18, 9 and 1.
Righto, there are the 8 races. What's the standout?
Yeah, 2 favourites here. Too Good to Refuse, number 3 in a race, 3, number 1, and Candica, race 5, number 15.
Okay, so 3-1 and 5-15 for Bernadette Cooper. The first out time at 1:33. Thanks a lot, Bernie.
Thanks, Ben. See you.
Good on you. Bernadette Cooper joining us there to look at Brisbane. We're here at Goulburn. Glenn Munsey's just about to walk in and help us with the market, particularly with a country championship qualifier. That band of rain has gone through. They're out there looking at the track now. They're saying probably 3 to 4 millimetres of rain fell in that time. It's freshened the track up, and Brody Willis, the track manager, isn't all concerned. And as I say, that band of rain has departed us and is heading, I would say, towards Sydney, but we'll monitor that over the next few hours. John Scorse will be here doing all the form for Sky through the day, and he's helping us right now. Morning to you, John.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. I'm about 11K from Goulburn. Exactly. I'm pulled up next to a sign. So, yeah, mate, glad to see that rain's moved through, and hopefully it hasn't done anything to the track. I probably might have made it better, mate, just keep that dust down that little bit, but of course, they watered yesterday afternoon. Who'd want to be a track manager, Andrew?
Yeah, no, this track, he knows the surface very well, Brody. Mate, we better hook into it here with TV commitments finishing at 10. So the first race made at 12:25 on this day. What's your fancies?
Look, I went 7.8.360. I was taken by this horse's trial, missed out. I know he's a 2-year-old against the older maiden. Wide gate for him as well, but I've never seen a horse go, he couldn't have gone any slower at the trial, so I'm tipping if there's good support for this, it'll be very hard to beat. I'm going to go with it on top. Princess Tabitha, I've liked both her placings, 2 of 4, and they've both been fresh. I thought she'd probably got a bit of improvement in her from that Sapphire Coast run, and I think gate 2, she'll be nice and strong late. A 3 Mirror Speaker is resuming on her home track here, and she's been placed 4 of her 8 runs. She's got good gate speed as well, so she's going to put herself in the fight all the way. And 6 True Worth for Rob Potter, trialled really well at Canberra. So keen to have a look at these in the yard, Andrew. 7.8.3.6 the first.
Yeah, missed out is the second pick with Tab fixed odds at the moment at 3.10 behind True Worth at 2.70. And just official from Brady Willis, 4 millimetres of rain fell in that band of rain that did come through. Race 2 here at Goulburn, Fly Till Dawn. Number 2 is the fixed odds favourite at 2.80. John?
Yeah, mate, at 1, 3, 2, and 6, Andrew, she's a mare in terrific form, Rosa Ruby. I know she's got the 60 after the claim. but she carried 59 3 back at Canberra, and that was a benchmark 60. I thought she was terrific at the Sapphire Coast, and look, she'll be very, very strong at the end of the 2,300 metres here, despite the 60. Three Tuscan Reign, he's been terrific. He's won two of his last four and 2 seconds in there. He'll roll along again today, and look, he's down in weight, he's up in grade, but he's racing really well. And this one brings a different form line here, Fly Till Dawn. It looks like it's pretty close to the money after that facing beyond Red Viking up there at Wyong last time. It'll have it at Myra's today. And Six Siberian Rose down at the weight was best for the rest, Andrew. 1-3-2-6.
Righto. To race three, a maiden over the 1,300. Emo Claw's the favourite here in an open betting race. In fact, coming up now is joint favourites. The three and the 13, Refuse Bay, both at 5.50. Cleese at six, along with Sail to Glory. So, John, a very much open market here with Tab at the moment in the third at Goulburn.
Yeah, look, I went with the Snowden run, Andrew. 3, 5, 1, and 4 for me. Emma Clue, well, welcome back, as it is. Look, only lightly raced, and it has had much go its way, and it was right all the way before a break. It's had a couple of nice trials recently. I thought its most recent trial was very good. The gate's a concern, but Kobe Jennings, if you can have even luck on this, blinkers off, I'm going to go with it. 5, Massapag, what ran into like a shot down there at Canberra recently. Look, I did a little bit of work for my wide-ish gate. Johan Vicks on the saddle today, and like a shot certainly gone on and won in good fashion after that. The Cleese, well, it was terrific at the Beaumont track on debut, and then a little bit hot for the Canterbury last time. Back in grade again, the wide draw. And Aquaman, I thought this would have a good chance from the chances it's drawn the best, and not beaten far in a very strong maid at Kembla last time first up. It can get a nice run here. 3-5-1-4, Andrew.
3, 5, 1, and 4 for John in race three. Race four, it's over the mile, and the market tells us number one, LVR, is the fixed odds favourite at 4.60, just ahead of Equipped at 4.80, and Tsar Blitz for Grant Buckley, third pick, John, at 5.50.
Yeah, I'm with the market. 4, 1, 14, 9. I'll give him another chance. These two top two here met at Kembla Grange in that race behind Improvado. He's a pretty impressive type, him. And look, Equipped then went to the Beaumont track. It probably didn't suit it going back to a 1350. It got back, and it was never likely. But up to the mile was probably what it's looking for. So Jeff Penn's there in the saddle. I'm going to go with Equipped here. Obviously, LVR gets a nice run from that gate. Its last run, as I mentioned, behind Improvado was good. It's had a couple of runs this preparation that should be cherry ripe and looking for the mile. Obviously, there's a blitz backing up from that run last week behind Gatan. She got back a little bit further than usual for her, but she finished off really well. So the wide gate, they get a long run from that chute, so I don't think it's too big a disadvantage to her. A bit of room will probably help her. And I thought the 9 might improve his star rim. I made it 4-1-14-9, Andrew.
4-1-14-9 there. And then we get to the legs of the quaddie, and we have got a quaddie jackpot today, which we'll talk about with Glenn in just a moment. But race 5 market, All-Star number 4 is the equal favourite. The 4 and the 7 both at $5. And then the 2 Zamara not far away, John, at $5.50. Another one of those keen betting races, race 5.
Yeah, very open, Andrew. 3-2-5-6 for me. I like Runhoff Run. I think he's really come back well this preparation. He only won a Class 1 maiden at Wagga. I think he won with a bit up his sleeve there. So I think there's good speed in the race. A lot of these will go forward. He might just get the beautiful run, and the claim will help him as well. Carries the same weight. He seems to like the mile. So I'm going to go with him. Look, Zamari, up to the mile for Tash Burley, was good winning a 1,400 metres here last time, and it seems to have hit its straps now after 3 runs this preparation. Again, that Mitchell Bell on the saddle, it can race well for sure. 5, Louis Choice, I thought it'd have a great chance here. It was pretty unlucky in that heat of the highway. He got back, ran into trouble. I didn't think it was disgrace there, beaten 5 lengths. The form before that was terrific. He'll be back and running on, and he's suited with the speed on. And 6, Regal Rojo off the inside gate, might put himself right up there, and he'd have a chance with the blinkers on as well. 3-2-5-6, Andrew.
To race number 6, a Class 1 on this showcase day. Terrific prize money being won by participants. Loose Goose, Mercurial Lad, and Bandit Bell. 1, 5, and 11. All the joint favourites here, John, at 5.50 with Tab fixed odds.
Andrew, this is the toughest race of the day, and I went a bit wide here. 7, 3, 1, 11. I'm going to go with Treasure Boss again here. Look, he trialled well before he went down the Sapphire Coast. He's dead heated there. I think he'll improve a fair bit on the back of that, and he'll be the one that'll be back. They can win from the wide gates at the 1,000 here if the speed is true enough. So at the value, I'm going to go Treasure Boss. 3 for second here. Biblos Boys looks second at his last four starts. Again, he's got a good gait. He'll be right there. He's rock hard fit. He's going to be in the finish. Look, Loose Goose is probably the most progressive type in the race. I'm a little bit concerned about the gait for him. If he doesn't have to burn too much petrol, he might be able to still get them here. The claim's going to suit him for sure. And 11 Bandit Bell was really good winning over the 1,000 in a two-year-old race. And straight to the paddock, resumes off a soft trial. So plenty with a chance. 7-3-1-11, Andrew.
Righto, the big one of the day is the $150,000 Southeast Region Country Championship qualifier at 8 minutes past four. Glenn Munsey's joined us from TAB in our OB van here. Glenn, take us through the market, mate.
Yeah, we start with Quietly Brilliant here, one of Joey Cleary's runners at $31. His other runner, Chiquinta, is at $21. Black Dragon at $41. Gambled at $31. Grasp at $151. Just Dylan at $81. Ruthless Agent is a $6.50 chance. Steel Frost at 19. V8 is a scratching. I Told Georgie at $5.50. Red Fender at $3.40. Shutterbugs at 10. Hangover Monday at $31. Gorgeous at $11. And a dramatic change this morning. Pumpkin Pie is now an odds-on chance at $1.90.
So what's he doing?
After opening $2.40 this morning, is $2.40 into $1.90. Ruth, I Told Georgie, who this morning was $5.50, remains at that price there. And Ruthless Agent has gone $5.50 out to $6.50.
And what price, Shutterbug? What's it done this morning?
Shutterbug is a $10 chance, and this morning has been $9 out to $10. So they're basically the top four in the market there. And remember, if you are travelling down here to Goulburn, give yourself some extra time. There is a major traffic accident on the Hume Highway. I would say get off at Picton Road because they've opened a contraflow, but it's 40 k's an hour. I'd get off at Picton Road, go the old Hume Highway, come back on the highway at Mittagong.
Okay, so just be wary of that. So that's the marketplace. John, what's your thoughts in the country championship qualifier?
Look, just a quick one, Munns, if you're there. What price is the 11?
Red Fender? Red Fender, $34.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, look, 10, 7, 15 and 8. I went with the stable mate. I Told Georgie. I think she profiles beautiful here after four runs this prep. Impressive winning two of the last three. She gets cover. There's good speed in the race. Look, I'm going to go with her. I don't think there's a hole in her form anywhere. Ruthless Agent, well, he won his first three and then just went pear-shaped for him at Rose Hill last time. But drawn to get a few favours today. He's got to be right there. Pumpkin Pie, I'm worried about the gate, bro. The market's not, but it worries me a little bit. If she'd have drawn a gate, she was on top for sure. But look, she's been racing really well. A talented mare. She's loaded with potential. I've got a third in the tips at the moment and 8 Steel Frost. Pretty impressive type as well. He won a couple last preparation. He just didn't know much about it first up. So I made a 10, 7, 15 and 8 in the championship qualifier.
8 minutes past four, they'll jump, and there's a $20,000 Big Six jackpot here today as well at Goulburn. And the last of those, John, is the last race. Denzel's the favourite, number three, at $2.80.
Yeah, best bet of the day here for me. 5-3-11-9. Zazudio for me. She was terrific last time, based on the speed of a first crack at 1,400 metres it was. I thought she was terrific behind Coglier. 5 week break is a little bit of a concern for me, but Norm Gardner, he's having a great run with the horses, and she's been terrific this preparation. She doesn't want too much given the track. That's the only query, but I think she's too good for these. Denzel, look, a lightly raced horse. He's got the inside gate. He won a maiden at Nowra back on New Year's Eve and gets gate one in Japan. He looks like the main danger for me. 11 Silk Belt for Maddie Dale, former New Zealand mare. She's run 2 seconds at a both runs this preparation. And again, she'll probably be at a peak today. And I thought best of the rest was 9, which is Alabaster Bay. And this has got a good chance of races well at Goulburn, and it's better for two runs back. So we'll put a bit of spice into the exotics. But I think Zudio is too good for these. 5 a special, 3, 11, and 9.
Okay, and I'm just going to get its price up here in the last. $3.10 it is with TAB. $3.10 right with TAB fixed odds. Righto, is that the only standout, mate?
Just one good thing for me today, Andrew. Really good day's racing. So, mate, I'll be there in about 10 minutes.
Mate, good luck. We'll see you here shortly. And repeating, 4 millimetres of rain has fallen in that band of rain, and it's gone behind us. It's heading in another direction. We'll see you shortly, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
John scores there from near Goulburn, 11 k's out. Just before we finish up on TV and radio for the time being, jockey challenges, what have you got for us?
Well, seeing we've just done Goulburn, we'll do it first. Jeff Penza, the favourite in the jockey's challenge there at $3.90 over Mitchell Bell at $4.40. Matthew Carl and any other jockey both at $5. Jay Ford at $7.50. He rides John's best bet in the last race. Kobe Jennings, $11. Grant Buckley and Chad Lever, $14 each of $2. At Rose Hill, Kieran McAvoy, $2.40 favourite. Ben Mellum, $2.50, of course, picking up that ride on coming through. Timmy Clark at $9. Glenn Schofield, $9.50. Tommy Berry, 12. Any other jockey, 13. Ty Anglin and Jason Collett, 23. At Flemington for Lightning Day, Mark Zara, $3 favourite over Craig Williams, 3.10. Damien Lane, 8. Damien Oliver, 9. Any other jockey and Regan Bayless, 10 a pair. Huey Bowman and Dwayne Dunn at 11.
Right.
An Eagle Farm. Jeff Lloyd, there's a shock for you. $1.60 favourite over Jimmy Byrne at $3.10. Other jockeys are Robbie Fradd, James Orman, Emma Young, Tegan Harrison and Tiff Brooker.
So much to enjoy right here on Sky, whether it's Sky Sports Radio if you're out and about or whether it's Sky Racing 1. Hope you've enjoyed our previews for radio. They'll continue shortly with Paul Joyce. And don't forget the previews on Sky, Thoroughbred Central.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Grigio by De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
You'll find over 10,000 pre-loved cars listed by trusted Toyota dealers at the official online home of Toyota used vehicles. Know who you're buying from? Search Toyota used cars. A couple of accidents, one in Eastwood on Brush Road at Lawson Street, another in Parramatta on the M4 at Church Street. Marsh Street, bumper to bumper as you head into the international terminal this morning, and still reports of 10K queues on the Hume Motorway southbound. Now, that's as you approach Mittagong. That's after an earlier incident this morning and contraflow is in place. Hurry in to snooze and then get straight back to bed. For a limited time only, when you buy a selected king, queen or double mattress, pay just the price of a single. It's amazing what a little snooze can do. I'm Jess Capaluba on Sky Sports Radio.
English Premier is a winning formula producing elite